Blog Talk Radio.
Keep going here too.
Yeah.
You got the fan coming down. What's up, y'all? This shit crazy. Maybe that's why Sam show started so late last night.
What's meant to do?
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
What's up, y'all? I don't know what to say about this here shit, man. This shit just threw you off. You gotta go through all this shit and then the show finally pop on and start working. This directs a lot of people away from the show. People been to try to come in, think it's fucking up again, which it is. Yeah, and trying to get the thing going for the longest. Finally called back and they let me come in, but I still get this message up in front of my screen. And see, is anybody going to come on here and get some shit started, man? This shit here kind of throw you off, throw your groove off and everything. Bullshit. Yeah, hold on a second. So I don't know, man. What the hell are we going to talk about? What we going to do here? This shit can kind of throw me off. Let's see. We got a few guys that came on here now. Yeah. What's up? Yeah, y'all. This is the last Friday of the year. Come Monday is gonna be 24. Time to go. I hope everybody doing the best they can to get things in order so we can have a wonderful year this year. If everybody can do their part, Maybe we can have one of our best years ever. Last year wasn't so bad itself. We had some pretty good shows last year, pretty successful. Drag, Clock Trough Crew, Vaughn, Sean. Everybody had pretty decent shows last year. This year we need to get back to seeing if we can get out there on them days where ain't nothing going on and make some shit happen, like on Sundays and I guess Wednesday, Thursday nights for the testing tunes and stuff like that. Try to get them a good reason to try to hold the track open. But all we can do is what we can do. Anybody want to come on in and chime in on this shit? Let's talk about something. What y'all looking forward to for this year, 24? We got some bad boys out here this year. Last year, everything was going well. Was kicking ass in town and out of town. Uh-oh, we got a hand up.
How you doing, Medium Eddie?
What's going on, man? What you up to? You better be cool for Mark. He on here.
Who?
Big Mark.
Man, I'm putting Mark here next year. But anyway, that's why I called in. Something needs to be addressed, even though people probably had their cars up anyway. Y'all be careful about you guys being out in these streets with these young dummies. They pulling people over. They pulling up to the. They sitting at the ATM, catch somebody with their back turned. I had that experience. I got me having that experience. I was so loud with the guy because who talked to people while you in the AMT place trying to make money? If a person don't know you,
right,
why would he come up to you and talk to you? So I went off on the guy, and it looked like he just got let out of jail. So, y'all guys, be careful. Keep your eyes open, you know, because I hate to hear about anything happening to you guys. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
These young punks don't give a shit.
No, sir.
Good, I
want to
see everybody at that time. 2024. Be careful, please. Be careful.
Yes, sir. We was looking on news the other day in broad daylight, man. They tried to kidnap a little 14-year-old girl.
That's what I'm saying.
Right out in the broad daylight in the afternoon. Yes, sir.
They don't care, dude.
This shit is real. Yeah, this shit is real, man. All this sex trafficking and body snatching and all that shit is real. And
yeah.
People don't know
see,
it, you know.
See, Eddie, we take stuff for granted. That we can wake up every morning, you know, and do what we do, and then we should be asleep. That one day, you be naive, you gonna get it. Cause it can happen to me, you, anybody. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It can happen to any one of us. We ain't no different for the people that ain't got it. You know, we got a turn. We may have a turn coming somewhere in that life too. You know, so. Yeah, please keep your eyes open. When you walk in the store, stay away from the dog on brisk truck. Mark got into a counter with one of that, with the brisk truck. Mark was sitting right in the truck, seeing the people getting stuck up.
Right.
And if some people would start shooting, there's a chance Mark could have got one of them. But Mark was right there next to us. Mark could have walked over there and touch the truck, that's how close they were. The dude with the truck, the other guy was on the ground, and the car they were in, the little photo of Altima they were in, had sent a little guy around. Mark walked right past the dog. And the guy got out, and Mark saw the guy get on the ground, and the young boy had a gun, so the guy hit. And Mark is looking at this shit now. He called me. He's looking at this. And the dude in the truck.
Who got that background noise? Somebody got some background noise.
Somebody's probably trying to get in. Let me say that the show gonna get fired up later on. People probably trying to organize themselves. But anyway, the guy in the Brinks truck, the driver, he took off. They thought he was gonna leave, but he came back and ran the dude and bit the dude up against the car with the truck. So it's some crazy shit out here, man. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Ain't nothing you can say, but everybody be aware, man. Be careful.
Yeah, I keep your eyes up on that.
Yes, sir. 901-1516, who we got?
These are 19-year-old and 20-year-old people, man, doing it. Kids.
Yeah.
18, 19. Then you got the females doing it. You know, they're not afraid of the police. The only thing they're afraid of, when they get in front of that judge says you got 10 or 15 years, then they want to break down and start crying. Come on, man. Really? Take it for granted. You know?
Big Eddie.
What up, kid?
Damn, goddamn, you done paid your bill, huh?
Oh, man, I guess a whole lot of people ain't paid the bill unless they must have fucked up their checkbook.
Yeah, Blog Talk said y'all goddamn ain't going to get no more free shows off of them.
Hey, Big Eddie, if you need some help to pay the bill, man, I'll get me and my boys together now. You know, we'll come through for you.
Well, give them together. I'll take a donation.
You'll take a donation?
Yeah. I'll take a donation, goddoggy. As a matter of fact, all you got to do is mail the money to Kid. He'll get it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, send Kid the money.
No, kid might run off, and then you might get mad at me. No, I don't think all of you kid. Hey, kid might act like a kid,
man.
For real.
They don't call him the kid for nothing.
That's what
you got that right.
Yes, sir. Kid, what you looking forward to, man, in 24? What you want to see, man?
I want to see them open up the junkyard down in Canton, Mississippi.
What?
Yep. These folks up here ain't doing nothing.
Well, we're going to see, man. It got a little better last year. We're going to see. Maybe every year get a little brighter, a little more brighter, you know. You got some hell of cars now, so.
Oh, they always been had them. Yep, they always been had them.
Yeah, they had stopped fading for a minute there. They starting to come back out now.
Hell of a cars and no heart.
Oh, man. What up, baby?
Man, I just got in the house and my lady got sitting up there, she cooking, and I don't smell nothing but nice smelling Kuna cat.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
These niggas ain't doing nothing. Talking about it. I'm gonna go do it. I'm gonna go do the pussy.
I heard that.
These niggas lying.
That's fair.
Talking about a cop. These niggas worry about a cop more so than the house. Motherfucker Foster been fucked up for the last 9 months. He ain't fixed it yet. These motherfuckers worry about a water pump on the race car. So dumbass out here. Nigga, you ain't got no money to fuck with that shit. Leave that shit alone. Got nothing that look like money.
lot of these boys left out in good shape last year.
Well, that's a good thing.
Car still in order. Yes, sir.
Yeah, things still. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's the main thing.
That's a good thing. Yes, sir.
Shit. Motherfuckers got money to pay the bills and ain't hurting and money still coming in halfway here and halfway there. Shit, you winning off the top of the game, Jack. They getting all the money to the fucking illegals and the motherfucker. Well, you better be trying to get you some new money.
That's some crazy shit, boy.
These niggas goddamn got the world fucked up in the game. Talking about some drag racing.
Yeah, that's some fucked up shit there. They take all our tax dollars and give them to somebody who ain't never been in this country and did nothing.
Man, I can see, me personally, I can see them giving money to the people that actually live here. They give it to some fucking illegals. They ain't people don't pay. They just looking for some free shit. We looking for some free shit and die for the country. They in the slave motherfuckers and every motherfucking thing. These motherfuckers ain't gave a black motherfucker money. Well, motherfucker, huh? They ain't gave a hunky motherfucking ass trash motherfucker. They ain't gave his stinking ass nothing either. So I don't feel bad.
You got veterans. You got veterans. Living
yeah,
in cold tents
up.
And shit on the side of the expressway, and they ain't doing nothing for them.
They ain't look like they ain't gonna do shit. I'm sorry, I'm voting goddamn it, dumb Trump. Fuck Joe Biden. Joe Biden a dumbass. He shouldn't be in. He too old. He don't know his left from right.
I
you
say
give
fuck
somebody
all
a legal motherfucker. You get a legal some money. Fastening you get your own people. Nah, fuck him. He got a hidden agenda, and it's about money. So anything to profit him and his family, guess what he going to do? He going to do it. Fuck him. Which I will.
All of them some riding motherfuckers, baby. All of them.
Yeah, some riding-ass shit. And a motherfucker asked the motherfucker, what was the two evils? What was the best two evils out of the, if you vote for Biden or you vote for Trump? I thought it was, goddamn it, Trump ain't did nothing but try to help motherfuckers that actually live in America. Yeah, we know he a Ku Klux Klan motherfucker, but at least he let you know he a Ku Klux Klan motherfucker, and he gonna give you some money. And he gonna give your poor ass some money. Your own reparations. Black motherfuckers so stupid. We've been voting for the longest, you know, being black and stuff like that. Democratic voting. I ain't trying to discourage nobody or no mess like that, but no, man, that's not right. People are dying for this motherfucking country. And you got them, you got them people sleeping up on the shit, and the people got them just walking over here getting everything, anything. No, that's not right, bro. That's the reason I'm saying it, bro.
It's thousands and thousands of dollars.
Trillions. There ain't no thousands of dollars. Them trillions of dollars. Them people got
hey,
that.
Hey, what up, y'all?
I'm listening to you, Church, you talking some good shit, but you know what? That's just white folks' world, man. They're going to do what they want to do because you remember when it was Al Gore. They stole the election from Al Gore. Well, I mean, it ain't the thing. I don't think it's the thing about the blacks voting. It just shows you how we're treated. That's all. Because
right,
I heard
right.
on the news today
and you know what, Terry,
that motherfucking... You
know what, Terry, I have to agree. I have to 100% agree because a lot of people that actually, you know, we've been stuck like in the same spot. Only thing I see you do is constantly... I'm not saying anything wrong with it, no shit like that, Terry. I always see you on the business. But I ain't never seen you have another business. I got two, Punk is one and Punk is two. I want to see that shit, bro.
Yeah,
before I die.
Yeah,
you
but,
know what I'm saying?
But you know,
you
I hear what you're saying. Long. Yeah, but it's easier for the migrants. I was listening to the news today. The mayor saying something like they got 100-some million, some COVID relief funds. They're going to use that shit on the migrants, man, and that's fucked up.
They never voted. They never had they never fought. That's what I'm saying, Terrio. I feel you, bro.
But you got to understand what's going on. If you understand what's going on, even with Biden or whoever, they want it to be fucked up. Hey, Donald Trump want to be back in there. That's all.
No, Donald Trump say executive order. Them motherfuckers going back
no.
to their country. They going back to their
give me
country.
This fish filet meal with a large diet. Okay.
They going back to their country.
With a large diet.
They got them housed. They don't have them housed.
No, the fries with no salt, babe. I'm sorry.
You will have them, Terrio. You will have them scattered out here and there. But most of them motherfuckers going back. Most of the motherfuckers went to L.A. A lot of motherfuckers like Indian.
But they
people,
all around,
they went to
man.
LA.
But see, Trump built that wall. They didn't tore that motherfucker down, and they said the immigrants coming.
They made sanctuary cities. By them people, by the city making sanctuary cities, if that was welcoming for immigrants or people that's fleeing their countries. And shit like that to come over here. And it was
yeah.
not going to be said and shit like that, Terrio. So what I'm saying, when you got a motherfucker say no, everything stopped, it's America. If he can ask that, the president can actually do that. This motherfucker, Joe Biden said, Ukraine needs some more money. Ukraine don't need shit.
Yeah,
Zelensky, he bought $275 million boats, yachts. Within this crisis that they supposed to be going
very
into.
Go ahead, bro. Okay, somebody just said it was drag race. I'd be fine. I can't take this. Please. Is this shit working?
Yes, sir. They finally decided to work a little bit. We don't know how long it's going to work, so we need to get it in.
Don't play that dumbass music like you did last time. You played that dumbass music. That motherfucker went off. You remember that? He was on the show like motherfucker having a nice time. Well, Uncle Chuck had anyway.
It don't need to tell you whether you're on or not.
He ain't coming on. Why?
Nope.
Just got to start talking. You need to come closer to your damn phone because I can't hear you.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Them shows fuck up like that, man. They just kind of throw everything off. A lot of people have been there trying to call in. They go the other way because they figure the show ain't working.
You need to call Skin because they was on that back line going up. Mr. B and Skin was going up. Yeah. That show was. They were doing it. But they were talking some good drag race shit. And that's the whole thing. Why we miss certain people racing. And then you got new people coming out and trying to race and stuff like that. Yeah, we want to see the every night, like Big Sham. Big Sham be, I'm forever grudge. Yeah, you forever grudge, but they ain't doing it. They scared to lose. These dudes scared to lose. Man, we going to South Chicago. It's me, Cougar, a couple of more guys from the South. We over there and race like all night long. We ain't leave that place. We ain't leave off South Chicago by 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning just racing regular cars, man. And they talking about racing? Come on, man.
Well, I'm just hoping for this year to be even better than last year.
I think they're gonna be me personally, they'll be about the same. They'll be about the same because the era of turning over. They ain't professionals. They wanna be professionals, but you know it take a lot of money to be professional. I hung around them. It takes $1.75 to turn a top fuel dragster around. It take they put $1.75. What is $1.75? They gonna have a fresh motor in that bitch. They gonna have a fresh trans in that bitch. That bitch gonna be gassed up.
$1.75.
And I saw it when they fire that bitch up, you can't sit there and goddamn it take it. They put that methane down in that
$1.75.
And then a motherfucker like Jeremiah got the nerve to be talking to me about a fucking race car. You got a door slammer. You have a door slammer. You got a regular car. They got top fuel shit. They got $1 million equipment over here. You sitting around talking about the shit that you got. I wish I would want that shit. I'll bypass that.
Hey baby, ain't nothing wrong with the smaller man talking about what he got.
There's nothing wrong with it. But when you come to me talking that shit, I wasn't saying anything to the guy. But he come to me with his program, and that's the reason I'm 47 years old. He 30-some years old. If I wanted this shit, I'd have been had this shit. It's no money problem with me. It's got a problem with him because he studied chasing something that he's not going to never be faster than. He'll never have no program like that. He went to fucking with me. I don't want this shit. If that's what you want to do, only thing I want to do is bet. I'd rather sit in the stands with $5 and talk shit with the older guys and have some fun. That would make the tractor we go to the trailer, they cooking over there. That's what makes fun to me. Talk a little shit with the guys. That's what makes fun to me. You can take that shit to the trailer and spend like $85 in gas and go into Byron, go into 41. You can do that shit. I'm going to spend $40 in my regular car and come up there, spend another $20, get in the track and watch you, and then win another $500. So who winning? Me, not you. You goddamn got to do. You got to get the car together. You got to get a tuner. You got to get plugs. You got to get oil. You got to get
Well, that's what they want.
What I'm getting at is that don't mean they losing. That's your prerogative. That's your prerogative. He came at me with the shit like I didn't. I was less than. That's the reason I'm saying something about it. I can't never be less than because you're going to have somebody that's with you to help you with the shit that you doing. If you got the race car, your whole program, you got the race car, you got the garage, you got the trailer, you got the truck, you got everything. You're going to say, man, hey, baby, you think you can ride down here with me or help me? You're going to want some help, I'm pretty sure you want some, right? With your own particular cop. He basically saying to a person in my caliber about me not having a car, he better than me. You not better than me. You dumber than me as my thinking. I'm not trying to shit on him. He tried to shit on me. I don't give a fuck about the shit. That's your personal business. That's your prerogative. Do what the fuck you want to do with your money. I wouldn't give a fuck. Shit, I love drag race. I love being around. I love talking to the drag race. I love being around that shit. But the thing is about it, you can't talk to nobody like you more than no, like you somebody. You ain't shit. What he got, I ain't got. I'm going to tell you what I got, he ain't got. Jeremiah got alopecia. I got him out here. Now, what that make me better than him? It don't. It fucking don't. I don't look at that man like that. I don't even talk shit to that man. That man wants to talk shit to me. Fuck him. And fuck whoever want to ride with him. Don't give a fuck. Don't talk. You trying to belittle a motherfucker. You don't got no humbleness in your motherfucking heart about that shit, boy. About life itself. Who get mad? I don't give a fuck. Hit me in my motherfucking mouth. And I fight. And I shoot. Now, I'm a little nigga. I don't care about that shit because the motherfucker got nothing, man. That's the reason why a nigga scared, because they we get on these shows and get deterred about just having a race car and just having fun with it. And just say, you know what, Uncle Eddie beat my ass last week. I'm going to try to get back at Cadillac Joe with it. Or what, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to whoop Uncle Larry ass. I'm going to whoop. These niggas got it fucked up. That's the reason ain't no racing. You can take your program and shove it, clean up, goddamn it, my auntie ass. I won't care. I can't fuck it no way. The fuck wrong with you? You sitting around here like, kid whooped me last night. I'm going to try to go back to kid ass once I think I can get right. That's what makes drag racing. I don't care fuck
hey,
about no kids talking shit to me.
Hey, baby.
Go ahead, bro.
Hey, baby.
I'm listening.
Happy holidays to you and all this. Hey, happy holidays. How you doing? How's everybody doing on the panel?
Man,
why
everybody
is
going
everybody
off
good,
the
man?
That you can't control? Because they had a discussion earlier about why ain't no racing here. It's a reason why. They don't
that
want
ain't,
to
right, I understand that.
Out.
I understand
they
ain't nobody fault but theirs. That ain't nobody fault but they fault. They don't want to race. They
right,
you know,
right.
We can't make them do what they don't want to do.
Right. You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't nobody for Uncle Larry, Brother Eddie, nobody to get frustrated about the dumbass people who don't feel like racing their cops. You know, they're just a part of the since that they was talking about that last night. You know what I'm saying? It's the same people that race, same people who don't race. Nothing we can do about it.
But make this make sense to me. Now, what I got from last night's show. Now, this is what I got from last night's show.
Uh-huh.
If I got a car, and I think it's faster than your car, I got a motorcycle that I think is faster than your car, guess what I'll do? I will approach you and see if you want to race it, if you can climb, which is fine. If you don't, you cool. We are racing. If you don't want to race, hold on. You just said. Now, listen. I got an ET that I run with my car, and I think I can beat you. Guess what I'll do? If you do not want to indulge in drag racing, I'll leave you alone. It's real simple. You won't have arguments.
Yes.
You'll have more shit talking and back yesteryear like it's supposed to be. It won't be, man.
You know what? You know, baby. You know what? To be honest with you. You know what? Be honest with you. Go back to the days of the garages and the lounges and everything where we used to talk shit at. Go and, you know what I'm saying, the back of the amphitheater. You know what I'm saying? These shows is really fucking racing up in general.
Hey.
My opinion.
Shows.
I mean, they give you a platform, you know, or whatever, but I shouldn't say that. It's pretty much giving everybody a character glitch.
Let's say if
Brother Eddie, you know, be talking shit on these shows, which he really, really don't, unless you really get under his skin, but you see him out there at the track, you know what I'm saying, he real nice and everything and all that. It's really a character glitch. You know, that's
you
what I'm getting from.
You respect him because he's doing something that you do. He has a race car. So, yeah, y'all can talk about parts. My car ain't ready. I need a radiator, such and such. And y'all can do parts talk. That's all the radio station is.
Yeah.
That's all the radio station is. But if you don't want to actually engage with anybody, I'd rather for you to just bring your car to the track and just basically race. Other than that, you're not going to race. You're not going to, if you have more, on Sunday, you go and hang out with the college boys and they bring in their cars and they actually race. Then that's when you see some racing in Chicago on the street more so in the track because everybody that's on the radio station scared the fucking moon. Man,
right.
You heard about man, to talk about it. It's gonna have something to talk about. You're gonna talk about that shit a month.
But you know what? Let me ask you this. This is for anybody. Do anybody see those older guys with these pro stocks like Bill Neary? Do y'all see him, you know, trying to make his car faster, trying to fit in? Bill Neary been running that car he had for years. He got a full operation. He just loves racing, and I talked to Bill Neary. He just enjoys racing. He don't, you know, try to build his car to fit in. You'll go bankrupt trying to fit in with the Joneses.
This is what I'm saying though. If a motherfucker walk to Bill Neary or old Neary or Mr. Neary and say some crazy shit, and Mr. Neary feel like he can beat his ass, guess what he gonna do? He's gonna engage. So,
but you know what, baby? You know what the biggest thing, though, baby?
I didn't mean to cut you off, baby.
The main thing it is to look at it. It's like once Malcolm X got killed, they said the man you know as Malcolm X is no longer. The way you and I and all the old schoolers know of racing, it's no longer that way, man. And the very few that ask the cars to race and the very few that are racing, it is what it is. This is what we got because we fading away. And the new generation is coming out with the new schools, the college boys, guys. They coming out of the factories and they doing their thing. Right? We like saying that ain't the way it's done, but it's really their way now because it's their turn. And as older guys, we can have our fun amongst ourselves and talk the shit and the bobos and all that. But what it really boils down to is what it is. Unless you, like Zay, I fuck with Zay, Alon and Brian and Jones, fuck with Vaughn the same way. But you got to look at them cats. They are traveling and they are going to different places to race and all that shit. The shit here that's happening in Chicago, this is it. What you see is what you're going to get up here. And, you know, we could talk about, especially a guy like you that remember how it used to be. But that shit is all and over with, man. It's like the fights. Remember the heavyweight champion fights, Big Eddie and them, what did they used to go, 15 rounds?
Yeah, now they
you
go
wait 12 rounds.
Hey,
yeah.
Terrio.
I mean,
hey, Terrio.
It's a change of time.
You just said some real shit, right? You know what I like about you? You going to go. And then you got rivals that you actually want to race. Like you and Vaughn. You like Vaughn racing. And I don't think Vaughn take it personal like that. And y'all
no, he don't take it personal.
Fun with y'all cars and
they don't take it personal.
And y'all bet y'all money.
Right.
Y'all don't take it personal.
But it's a lot of racers out here that still have the cars. Like, I believe the president, a lot of the other guys that really has it. But Tate, in a big way, he put it all up front to me. Is if you a fool or you got heart, them the motherfuckers that's going to race now. It's just that, like the OCs and all them we had, man, the Jeff Lees, Pit Jerry's, all them guys, the Vernon Juniors, all them guys, man. In our time, it was the poppin', but we owe the gas now. Hey, we on the way out of this motherfucker. And, you know, even with Chuck and all of them, you got...
Terrio.
Yes,
I got to ask a question because you made a real good point. So you saying that the new school racers take racing personal and the old school racers just want to race. Is that what you just said?
I said the new school race is the way the old schoolers know of racing. It used to be a lot of racing, like get down, bit June out there, bit drag
right.
out there, right? It
was,
used to be a
never,
cougar of old
it was
school
never personal.
Racing.
It was never personal.
No, it was never personal. This shit ain't personal now. It's just some of the people try to make it personal. But it ain't personal, man. It's just the new school, the jaw-japping that the old schoolers do. It's not in them. You call them a B-word or you ain't really calling a person a bitch. You trying to motivate a motherfucker to run, man. And it gets personal to whether it's like, hey, just that or another, you know. But this shit ain't personal, man. It can never be personal. Now, right now that we do the stupidest thing fucking with these cars, it's the most stupidest thing in the world, man. But this is what we like to do.
Yeah. Hey,
because
Terry,
you ain't gonna never get this shit back.
Hey Terry, you remember that night? Goddamn, I called you about Three Love Shop. But goddamn, we had Tyrone called the convertible, and I told you, motherfucker, lock in. Such and such. It wasn't no disrespect. None of that shit. I said I want to beat your motherfucking ass and
Keon
Jones. I fuck around you, not that. It wasn't nothing but a drag race,
nothing.
Bro.
That's how it is. That's why I said it's never personal. This shit can never be personal, man. Honestly, this racing shit can never be. It can never be personal. It's personal for a grudge. For us to go back and forth like you said. Get your ass beat, you get back in the ring. That's where you make it personal. But it's not personal to want to harm to do bodily harm. I want to kick your ass and get my money back and get in your pocket. I don't want to fight you and do bodily harm to you. I don't want to destroy your livelihood, tell you you got a barbershop and try and destroy that. I'm not for that. I'm for trying to get your money and trying to get you to race. But it gets personal once it go beyond racing. You're talking about family. You're talking about motherfucking livelihood and shit like that. It should never get that serious. At least I don't think so. It should never get that goddamn serious with this shit, man. We talking about each other, calling you this, calling you that, trying to get you to run, trying to get you to want to race. Man, I want to beat that crooked-legged motherfucker's ass. He talk all that shit. And at the end of the day, I'll be back, or you'll be back. Right now, it's none of that, man. It's too personal, too motherfucking personal, man. That's all. At least that's what I think, and who knows? You know, I'm a stupid one, so I see it. What I'm seeing probably going in the air, but that's just the way I see it. The way we grew up, man, it's like the way we grew up, shit. A motherfucking piece of candy was a penny, and you got a big chalk. You ain't gonna never see them days again. Now, 3 cents or a nickel and you get a little piece. It's just times change, man. And I think we grew up in the best of racing, that's all. We grew up, baby, in the best of it. You running on the Skyway, you running on South Trail, you running on South Chicago. It's all we done it the best way, man.
Hey Terry, I'm gonna ask you a question. I'm gonna ask you a real personal question. I'm gonna get personal with you. Now all the cars you had and shit you and tow up and shit like that. Do it amount to the amount of me and you got to ever go come up and talk some shit to you. And you go get back because I talk shit to you. I don't think you would, would you? Or vice versa. I don't think you would. You had a lot of times, Terry, yo, you and Sola, you and tow shit up. Shit didn't happen in your life and shit like you. You probably change that shit in the world. You probably wouldn't change that shit never. But it's a lot of motherfuckers have a scratch. Motherfuckers have a scratch on their arm and they sitting up here whining and complaining. You ain't whining and complaining yet. You say you 60 some years old and you say you feel like you 40. You be fucking in today.
What you saying, baby, what you saying is cool. But see, the biggest thing is that, like you said, you used to fuck with motorcycles or whatever. Whatever it is, it was fucking racing. Right now, it's too personal. And I think I always said it once I first started getting on the phone. I think one of the biggest things that ever fucked racing up is the internet. Because that you get to see is more of a show and don't nobody want to be put on the internet loser. So shit, they don't want that YouTube shit to, because it's like a movie and shit, man.
Internet and these weak ass talk show hosts.
The talk shows that took the place of the garage. We used to all meet up at the garages and talk to shit.
Yeah.
Now, motherfucker
ain't got no more. They just called.
Right. Now, the shit is about being on the radio. And the biggest thing about the radio, it can make you a superstar to be anything you want to be. If you want to be a drag racer, a motherfucker talking about it on the radio. Once we was on the streets, it was, hey, you had to go out, a motherfucker lock up some money right then, you go get your car, and we was racing 3 hours later. You get on the motherfucking phone, you racing 3 months later. And now,
3 years later,
you know, y'all know how it goes. I don't ever think racing got to be done at an event. If an event come about and we all just there, but why do you got to wait until it's a Sam race or a Vaughn race? Why do a motherfucker got to wait till a Bobby Cole race? Why do a motherfucker now racing and turn into a stage show, man? It's like, all right, man, I'm gonna see you, I'm gonna dance, or I'm gonna fuck this broad at the party. Why do you got to wait then? Why come you can't? Okay, on a Sunday or something like that. Say, man, we're going to meet up at the track and we're going to get our rocks off for Thursday night or whatever, however the case may be. These cats wait 3 months down the line to their fucking event, man. It just changed, that's all. And once it's not a strong enough racist to do it, you got to follow suit. You got to follow the program.
Nah, that's they
do it.
Once they get at an event and race, they on the big stage.
Yeah, they're on the big stage.
Yeah,
right, but some of them fall off the stage. But some of them don't even get there. They get to the stage and they don't perform. You know.
And really, if you really want to race somebody, you don't need no stage. You just show up.
You show up and go race, man. There you go. There you go. Lock in the time. Then you're going to race. And go to race. And see, at the time, where I missed out of that, I never was a track racer until now. But they tell me, back then, streetcar chaos and shit, back then at the old 41 in the old days, they said, y'all motherfuckers was racing at 2 and 3 o'clock in the goddamn morning, having a fucking ball.
Fucking night.
I hate I missed that. Yeah, man, they said the old streetcar chaos was the shit. But I don't know, you know, because I wasn't around then.
You ain't have to go to the track at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. And you're going to race.
Well, see, that I didn't know that then. I was still street racing. Something like that. The game it is the way it is now. To me, what you see is what you get. And we have fun on these phones talking all this shit. And then on the phones, it turns personal. Because on the phones, you could be anything you want to be. You could be a gangster, a superhero, a super racer. Right? Whatever you want to be, you could be on these phones.
Yes, sir. You're right, Chuck.
Yeah, that's what I think of having to the game. And now, we the old cats, and it's fading away. We trying to keep hope alive, but there ain't enough of us to do it. In the new day and age, the way they bringing these new cars out the factory, shit, we had fun trying to get our old cars to run like the new cars. You know how that shit was. Come home, you get your ass beat, put in another gear in the back of that motherfucker and hope that's going to help you out next week out. Change cam, do shit like that. Our car is running 12 seconds, 13 seconds and shit. These new motherfuckers coming out the chute running in low 11, high 10, man. That's the technology of motherfucker, man. What can you do? That's what I said, you get in where you fit in.
Yes, sir.
That's my theory of it. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but
right.
That's how I see it.
Right. Yeah.
And then we got the other. Then we got the other part of the game where you got people like Tate and Ryan and Vaughn, Double D, Zay, and all them boys that go down there and travel and
Yeah, but they travel.
Let Chicago presence be felt elsewhere too, you know what? Them boys up north.
You got
them
guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you do got them guys where I tip my hat to them when they go out of town. And
yes, sir.
They go travel. But
yes,
you got to realize to do that shit, Eddie, to do what they do, honestly,
mm-hmm.
money, man. It costs money to do what them boys do because you got to have money, the bet with. You got to have traveling money. You want to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that ain't easy to do what they do.
No, sir.
That ain't easy. Nah. That ain't easy to do what they do. You go down there and have fun and shit and take that long drive. I tip my hat to them because that ain't an easy job.
Yes, sir. You got to appreciate
it. Some of it I don't understand. Now, this is the only part that I don't understand. What fucks me up, once we do got tracks up here and we live here, but we got to go way down to dip to other people's tracks and states to run each other. I don't get that. If I'm going to run Big Eddie here, Big Eddie stay here and I stay here. Baby
mm-hmm.
stay here, I stay here. Why do we got to go a million miles away to race? Because I said, man, that's bullshit.
Well, hey, Terry, we go down, like, when we go out of town, we should be going to try to fuck them motherfuckers up. Not each other.
That's what I believe. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Hey, Eddie and Terry, this is the thing. We got plenty of caliber cars that'll run everybody. It's just something going on up here that they will not run. So therefore, spend all your money, you got to go somewhere that they going to race. And
sometimes
you know,
it just got to happen that way.
No, because it's the same thing, Eddie. Always the usual suspects that's going to run. Shit, I would love to stay here and run all day. Shit. If I can't get a motherfucker to run me, I got to go somewhere else.
But, yeah, I understand that. I get that. I understand that. But once you do have somebody up here to run, we shouldn't have to go way out of town to run. It gets
got
me
it.
To the superior track, hold the car, but then they go out of town and they still blow the tires the way that they would have blown the tires away here.
It's plenty of people to run, but the newer class, they just don't want to gamble like that. They just got to have their shit perfect.
Is it really, in other words, monkey see, monkey do, because of the big boys? Because I can understand some of these cars are too fast, I guess. I don't know. They said some of the cars are too fast for these tracks. But then I just saw some fast-ass cars go down 41 or the Grove.
Yeah,
or Byron, I just saw some fast-ass cars go down there. So is it really the track or really your car ain't suited for the track? I don't know. I mean,
no, Terrio. You want me to tell you what it is, Terrio? Everybody.
Yeah, I would love to help.
You want me to let me tell you what it is, because you keep coming with this misconception. No, it don't have nothing to do with the track. It has something to do with the owners of the track or the people that's running it. They don't want to scrape it sometimes or prep it the way they want it prepped. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with the track. It has something to do with who, how much money they're making and how much money they want to save. If they don't have no big-ass crowd, why in the fuck are they going to spend all that money putting glue on the track? That's all it is.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Well, it ain't well, that the car is too fast. It's that they don't want to put the glue that the fast car can hold. See, the slow-ass cars like mine and yours don't need no goddamn glue. All it is, Terrio. Stop trying to make it more or less, or y'all sugarcoating it, or certain people y'all think bashing the track, which some of them are. But let's leave that out the equation, man. Motherfucker going where they feel that they can run their car. It ain't got shit to do with, I'm going to blow my tires off here. And then they go way down south and blow their tires off. No, it ain't that. Because you can blow the tires off anywhere. Any of them cars you ever seen go down the track can blow the tires off. Because a lot of these cars got over 2,000 horsepower. You can't put all that shit to the ground. So you don't even know what you're talking about if you don't know nothing about technology.
See,
no goddamn way.
If you don't
Terrio,
know what
you're
talking about,
you're not letting me finish, man.
That's
you've been
where
talking about
where you explaining it. But I'm letting you explain it.
Okay,
I'm giving
you
a clue. Just say that. Okay, then
you
teach it.
But
you teach it. But here you go teaching and saying, I didn't know why they don't go down the track. Now you're schooling me, telling me why people want to go out of town. I don't know.
But you won't let me finish, though.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
God damn, man. I lose my train of thought because you want to cut a motherfucker off. Ain't nobody cut you off. God damn, Terrio. That's all I'm saying. You don't understand. You keep, I love you, Dad. Yeah, I love you too, son, but you got to let me finish. You won't never let your daddy finish. You want to cut him off.
Okay, but I'm quiet now. I'm letting you finish.
I'm not setting the show, Terrio. All I did
I'm not setting the show either. Well, I'm letting you finish, though. Did you tell me that
you
finish? I'm a quiet now.
You finish, sir. You won't let
I'm letting you finish.
You not, because you still talking.
I'm quiet.
And I'm through now.
I'm telling you to finish.
Because I lost my train of thought trying to talk to you.
Okay,
then.
So you can't finish.
You got motherfuckers on here saying whatever they want to say, which I don't care.
Everybody,
man, say what I want
everybody
to say.
Got to say it. I'm letting you say it.
Terrio, you not listening,
I'm quiet.
Man. You still want to talk and never want to listen. I'm through.
But
here,
you
man.
Just said you
lost
your train.
Yeah, damn.
I mean,
man,
I mean that you
let
said
that
you lost your.
Terrio,
you lost your train of thought.
My fault, man. You don't ever want nobody to complete their thought. You want to jump in.
I'm
and
letting
I know
you
very smart. Real smart, Terrio.
I'm letting you
smart.
Do your. I'm,
you
I'm,
don't
I'm,
ever let nobody get it.
I'm letting you
quiet
now.
You
I'm letting you have it now.
You're still talking.
But you said
you
lost your train of thought.
You want to give it to me. I want you to just give it to me. Don't give it to me after I done got
angry
and
you got
I'm
it.
Talking about something else.
I didn't know. Why would you get angry over this, though? Why would this make you angry?
Anybody get angry when you do something that they don't like. I didn't.
Oh.
When somebody says something he don't like,
this,
he get angry.
This ain't nothing to be angry about.
Hey, Eddie,
this
how many times somebody
says
something you ain't like?
Well, I didn't say
you've been quite a few times.
This ain't nothing to be angry about.
Finish,
just talking right.
Hey, did you let something? Eddie answer, man? God damn. That's the goddamn problem right there. You won't let nobody finish. I asked Eddie a question. You won't even let him go. God damn. You worried about me getting angry. I'm just saying the word angry. You know I ain't angry like that. I'm just saying. How many times somebody said something that you didn't like and you wanted to rebuttal or whatever? And
God damn, that's all I'm asking, man, is a simple question.
Oh, Chuck did you like the first two times, man.
Like, that's all I'm saying. And you done talked to me on the back line and everything. All I'm saying, Terrio, is you do this shit every day, and I probably do some shit every day that a lot of people don't like. All I'm doing is letting you know what you're doing. All I'm saying is, Terrio, would you allow me to finish what the fuck I want to say? That's all I'm asking you. You keep saying you in, but you started talking. I don't understand that. All I'm saying is you've been talking for about an hour. You and baby, y'all been having all y'all conversation. I ain't saying a goddamn word. All I tried to do was enlighten you on something. And if you would allow me, some other people could have learned something. But you want to learn and talk at the same damn time. You want to finish my sentence. I don't need you to help me. Get the fuck out of the way. That's what I'm saying, Terrio.
Uh-oh.
Don't get out your way when you frying the chicken. I'm going to get out your way. I'm going to eat them and get the fuck out of the way. I'm not going to go in there and try to tell you how to season your damn pork chop. I'm going to get the fuck out of the way,
okay,
but
how many times did you want to say get out the way? And you get the stage, but you keep repeating the same thing over and over.
You got,
I'm not talking. I'm just listening to you.
You're not listening to
okay.
You talking
okay.
Right now.
Okay.
All
yeah, because you're saying that over and over, and you got the stage.
Okay, let me talk to Kid then, because you don't understand. You're acting like you're stupid. And Kid, I don't even know what to say no more, so all I want to say is you want to get your ass out the way. Let me say what I want to say. I want to say Terrio won't get out the way, y'all. I want to say it 10 times. Man, Terrio won't get his stacking ass out the way, Kid. Terrio won't get his second ass out the way, Kid. Every time I try to talk to Kid, Terrio won't get out the way. I said it many times I want to. Damn, fool. I let you understand. You want me to just shut up after you to act like you ain't embarrassed? You been sitting
no,
there.
No, I ain't embarrassed.
Like
I want you to keep teaching. I want you to finish what you was teaching. That's all I want to hear.
Say what you going to say, man.
That you won't get your stinking ass out the way. Let me keep saying it. Let me feel like a tape recorder.
I thought that you was teaching me about the track. I thought you was telling me about the track. That's what I was saying. I thought that you were telling me about the track.
You lose my train of thought, man. Just like when you said you're going to give me the recipe to that sauce, I make you lose your train of thought. You done forgot the goddamn ingredient. You forgot where you left off. I forgot, man. Because I was trying to get to a point. I couldn't get there because my dumb ass son always
talk about
cut
the
me off.
Let
so
me, okay.
Cut
let, me
you
let me enlighten
I
you.
To cut
okay,
you
but,
out
but
now.
Now but now I don't mind. I get cursed out every day by you, Dad. Shit, I don't give a fuck.
So
I'm used to getting cursed out and throwing the basement. I'm used to getting cursed out.
I can't finish my thought. I forgot.
I'm used to you cursing me out and throwing me in the basement.
Okay, so I want to do it now. I don't want to talk about the track no more. Fuck that track.
Oh, damn, man. I wanted to learn about the glue. I wanted to learn about the glue.
Hey.
I wanted to learn about the glue.
Shit, you got on slips, man. That's why you keep saying what you saying. But you be trying to see the funny part with this shit is that I'm just a realist and I know motherfuckers don't like it, Eddie. But this motherfucker, Terrio, is smart. He's trying to piggyback off what he hear y'all say, cause he want a motherfucker to run at 41. Soon they blow the tires off and he beat the ass, he's going to be talking shit. And that's what he's supposed to do. He's trying to use that other ass, man. He know goddamn well. He don't even try. Oh. So that's not important for you, Terrio. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
But everybody keeps saying about the tracks. But see, that's where the problem comes in. Because everybody want to blame the track when they should be tuning their car, because no tune, no matter what track you go to, the same tune that you use in South Georgia ain't going to work at another track. The same tune that you do at this track ain't going to work in Florida. So, I mean, you can't really say that. You know, and that's the whole thing. Everybody want to keep their cars to a fair weather this and fair weather that. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Anywhere, when you, just like a class race, these guys is racing at all kind of tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to that track, they may have to do some adjusting on their car. So half the guys don't wanna I mean, you know, yeah, okay, these cars
got
2,000 horsepower. These cars got 2,000 horsepower or this or that. Yeah. But 9 times out of 10, you already got everything against you. You got a small tire. I don't know how much glue they putting on, or if they putting this glue or that glue. So you go up there and call yourself and walk the track and come up with a dick. But, you know, you still don't know until you go down the track. Zay kept saying he couldn't get down 41. Zay came off the trailer and went straight down Broadway.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
I wanted to come in and kind of interject a little bit what you said was some good stuff. But it's a lot of things that, in my own personal opinion, which I try to be quiet and I don't say too much, but what was happening was just here. It was a whole lot of racing going on. And when the guys would go south, they were still going. It was a lot of racing going on back in that era during that time. And what happened was everybody was wearing slicks there. Back when Darnier was racing, Wicked and all them, you know, they had shot. But before there, when Leroy and them was racing Tony Bynes, it was slicks. You know, so the guys in the South, they came up with the drag radials. When they came up with the drag radials, there was a lot of guys up here that wanted to change over, but what they didn't understand was this here. They do drag radials in the South, and they was doing slick and stuff up here. So what that happened was the ones that wanted to go South, it's fine. I can't tell nobody where to take their car and change their car over and do this, do that, and so far and so on. But the thing is, the people, in my opinion, a lot of folks up here didn't want to adapt to what was happening in the South. And some did want to adapt to what. And that's where the confusion all started coming in, because they started dogging tracks and so far and so on, which I never felt like it had nothing to do with the track. I felt like it had something to do with the preparation of the track. And we all saw that when Mike Hill had his race. When Mike Hill had his race and it wasn't properly prepared, what happened? Everybody knows
they
died.
Nobody can get down the track. Exactly.
Nobody. That's right. You know.
Just
so,
like this. You know, just like this. My black Trans Am. I can take that car to any track. Any track. And we know what to do to make it go down any track. And it's on the radio. And it's on the radio.
That's
I
right.
Ain't blew the tire. I have not blown the tires at no track that we've been to with that car.
If you only run the
well,
teams,
you
can race at any track, man. If you only run
all you got to do is get next to me and show me that I'm running 10s. I mean, I ain't trying to get into the race, but I'm just saying.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, Vic. This
Vaughn,
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, we know who that is. That's
so
bad acting Vaughn.
Yeah, that's bad acting Vaughn that blew the ties, that got everything that he wanted to race down South. And got his
ass. I ain't get what I wanted. I ain't give a fuck where I raced at. I don't give a fuck. I don't got no preference on no fucking race, nigga. I raced off because y'all called me 2 days before we went out of town and said y'all want the race. It ain't had nothing to do with me. I ain't even drawn y'all.
No, it is what it is, Bob. We raced it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I didn't
draw.
What are you getting now, man? Are you losing lip now? The man that beat your ass and you kissing ass now? I'm talking about, now. Nah, I ain't want to race y'all. Man, so
I'm just saying,
I'm just saying facts.
He said I got everything I want.
What?
I didn't even want to race them. How did I get what I wanted? Sometimes you got to address when a motherfucker say something out their mouth because they trying to paint a picture that ain't there.
No,
I ain't getting nothing I wanted. I wasn't even trying to race. Y'all talking about a subject, so you ain't going to slide that in on me. Like I said, I was only racing y'all down south. I never even spoke to y'all about racing.
Oh, man, when the man said that he would beat your ass at 41,
and then what y'all got
to
understand is, why y'all in y'all feelings because down south is the mecca of drugs. Hold on, man, let me finish, Terrio. You super stupid motherfucker. Damn. Why everybody, we
we run down south because down south is the mecca of mecca of fucking drug racing, man.
No, right.
It is.
No, you run down south because
everybody on this phone that never been out of town, the first time they go down south to see a race, they come back here and say, damn, I ain't never seen no shit like that before. You know what I'm saying? So what is y'all saying?
The only reason how come they saying that, they seeing more racing. There you go, what he just said.
They got Ryan on here too.
They got more heart. They got more heart down there. You go down south, you're not going down there for no reason. You go to one of all these motherfucking tracks around. They want to see you race. They don't want to race you. They want to see you race.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the difference.
That's true.
And then when you show up to the track, it's the best of this state got to offer. The best of this city got to offer. The best of this state got to offer. It be all on the top because everybody meet up and just let their head out. And y'all can't deny that the shit born in a motherfucker.
But I'm going to tell you something, too. That didn't just start because we was going down south 10 years ago.
20 years ago. We ain't saying just started.
Exactly.
We just saying it's all fun. Yeah.
Hey, hold on, Vic. I just heard somebody in the background talking about they'll fuck me up and fuck Vaughn up. Who just said that?
Oh, shit.
I have no idea, man. I ain't even getting into all that. We just talking about racing.
Don't pay him none attention. That's Dre down my ass with the grub. Ain't no pay him.
Oh,
man.
Man,
I beat the living shit out of Dre with that damn car, man. They got the best tire in fucking toll race. Hey, y'all got
damn.
The best tire, man.
I'm glad you said that. Hey, Brian, I'm glad you said that. 2024, you got to do it, nigga. I promise you that.
What car he got, Ryan? The grudge, the grudge. Nothing that we have to worry about.
Hey, listen,
man. That motherfucker owner of the grudge told me personally, don't listen to shit Dre say out his mouth. He told me that personally.
Oh, man.
Well, he might have told you that, but, hey, I bet he ain't going to tell you that now.
Why not? We're changed from now and when we was at that trick or treat, when I tried to run him.
Vaughn, you gonna get that opportunity this year.
You and Ryan,
I'm gonna run both of you motherfuckers.
I just said I'm not gonna say that. I just tried to run the man at trick or treat. He told me he said he don't want no smoke while I'm trying to run.
The man wanted my listen, Vaughn. I couldn't do nothing with you this year, man. We've been fighting that motherfucker all year, bro. I couldn't fuck with you this year, but this year right here, I bet I knocked your motherfucking head in the ground.
Oh shit.
You just talking because you got lift, man. You got lift, so you feel like using them. That's all.
Come on, Vaughn.
Hey, when I say the owner of the grudge at the track, the man walked up to me. He wanted my fucking autograph, man. The man ain't say nothing about me.
Oh, man. After the autograph session.
He wanted me to know who he was.
I'm glad he did want the autograph, so now I can sign my autograph back on your motherfucking ass. Now.
Hey, you got the back tire, Bobby Cole race, man.
Oh, man, not the back tire. I ain't gonna take it. I don't need no back tire. I'm gonna run your head the fuck up. If a motherfucker got no business running.
Okay, well, lock in for Friday at Bobby Cole race.
I ain't locking in no five.
I'll come off the trailer on you.
Crazy.
Hey, look.
Oh, man, not look. Off the trailer.
I'll come off the trailer on y'all, man.
I'll come around. We ain't got to keep talking about it. When the time gets close enough, about at least 1 month out, I'm going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm ready for everybody that somebody got to get a 2 months in, 1 month in, 2 weeks in, 1 week in.
Yes.
It don't matter to me. I'm ready right now, man. I'm starting right now.
I don't want to run you for all that crazy-ass money you like to run for. I'll run you for
5,000. Yeah.
I'll run you for about 5 on 25 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you got to find somebody else to run.
That's cool. I ain't got no problem with it.
Me
Hey, you know what? Hold on, pardon myself. I will run you for 2,500. I'll run you for
2,500.
Right. Well, that's how we're
running right there,
bro. I'm just gonna shake down on you.
Lord, that must.
Yeah.
That's right. Shake down on the gas for 25.
Yeah.
Now, when you see something you don't like, I don't want to hear you going back on your word.
Man, I don't even watch y'all cars, man. That's not how I race. I'm only going to run y'all because you involved with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't race like you think I race, man.
Let's finish the conversation up in March, and let's get it locked
in March. I'm going to be racing in March. I already got a race locked in. It is a conversation. I'm going to be racing in March.
That's fine. So we will be too. So we'll get it locked in for Bobby Cole race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jay. You ain't never heard Ryan say, do you got all steel, all glass? Do you got conviction? You don't know what he's saying. I'm just telling you something. You never heard him say that. So you just made a statement talking about, when you see the top, I'm going to be talking about this. Man, you never heard him say it. He's not going to see nothing he don't like, because he don't race like that.
Stop talking.
Oh, you be making up a motherfucking argument for nothing. You know goddamn well you ain't never heard the man say that shit like that. You hear little Will saying that, man. Feel all glad, all this, a cash intake. You don't hear that man saying no shit like that.
You got a point there, Shorty.
Everybody that tried to run y'all told y'all fuck the grill. They never asked y'all what y'all got.
What you want me to
damn.
Say? I never have no stiffs to nobody I race, but they always.
That's what I'm saying. He never heard you say that. That's why I didn't understand why he said what he said.
Man,
ain't nobody setting the grill until y'all whoop somebody's ass. Nobody never been setting the grill.
Come on, Shorty.
Man, you know that kid. Every time that man come on dog show or anybody show, talking about that grill, they try to lock his ass in. Ain't not setting
the grill. Oh, man. Not start doing the Michael Jackson, the moonwalk.
Hold on. Why you ain't fucking locked me in with
Cumberland
yet, then?
Because you scared. I tried to lock you in 10 times. You scared.
You scared, man.
You told me to lock in. You hey, look. When I said lock in, get what you said. All right, 10,000 on 100,000. You said some dumbass shit.
Oh, man.
You're talking shit. You don't want to do nothing, man.
Not the pump faking.
And I know you ain't got 10 cents.
Not the pump faking.
Who ain't got 10 cents? Who ain't
you?
You can't talk lying, whole ass nigga. You can't talk much.
You ain't got 10 cents, man. And I ain't got it either.
One thing about it, you can't talk.
So why would you tell me 10,000 on 100,000 and you ain't got
10,000?
You ain't got 10,000? You lying,
on,
man.
Shorty.
You ain't got no 10,000. Man, if that man showed me 10,000, I'm going to give him 1,000. He can't show me 10,000. Ain't nobody going to give him 10,000 to let him hold it. Ain't nobody going to give him 10,000 to let him hold it and show it to me.
Come on, Shorty.
You ain't got it, man.
That's Dre you talking to, man.
All of them, man.
That's Dre you talking about, man.
I know you ain't got no 10,000, man. You ain't got that. Man, you can work all you. I know some people been working all their life. They ain't got 2 nickels to rub together. That ain't you ain't got no money.
You're disrespectful to Dre, man.
Hey, you're very disrespectful,
Shorty.
You know I ain't lying. About 80% of these motherfuckers on the phone living check by check. What the fuck are these hate things up? He ain't nothing, man. He know he ain't nothing. He need to stop that bullshit. He just talking bullshit.
That's the Texas Dre you talking about, man.
He a lying motherfucker. The mayor said 10,000 on 100,000.
Lord,
hey,
how much?
Man, let me just say this. Hold on.
You ain't never tried to lock me in. You said you're going to get your son locked. You going to fuck me up.
Get on his ass,
you never tried to lock me in, Dre.
Get on his ass, Dre.
But you ain't got a lotto, Dre. You my man. You ain't got a lotto. You ain't never in your life tried to lock me in, man. You ain't getting nothing but play. All you do is play on the phone, man. Now, them people was having a conversation. You done jumped your happy ass in there playing like you going to run the group.
Hey, old bitch ass nigga.
We was having a problem. Now, see how you throw the big word out there soon I tell your ass up. You going to text me and say you don't want to run me no more. With your bitch ass. You pussy faggot. Nasty motherfucker.
That's the Texas Dre you're talking about, man.
Your ain't got two nipples to rub because
you don't play a certain
Man, I play all kind of ways, but I don't. Well, okay, we're playing then. With your bad ass.
You don't want to play that way.
Okay, and what way you don't want to play? Tell me what way you don't want to play.
Now, I'm talking about my livelihood on how I make my living, bitch ass.
I didn't talk about your livelihood. Now you're lying.
You
I said you ain't got 10,000. You don't have 10,000.
10,000 is a lot of money.
Okay. We'll see. You ain't got 10,000. You mad? That ain't got nothing to do with your livelihood. That ain't got nothing to do with how you make your money.
10,000.
Because you ain't got 10,000 ain't got shit to do with how you make your money, man. You ain't making no money. You ain't doing nothing.
Oh, man.
Bankroll, boy.
No, you ain't. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Somebody lying.
I don't believe you. Yeah, I just don't believe you, boy. But I'm just piggybacking on what you said. You said you tried to lock Carmelie in. No, you didn't. You said 10,000 over 100,000.
Okay.
Did you or did you not tell me that?
I got 10,000.
Did you tell me that, though?
Hey, 10.
Did you tell me 10,000 over 100,000?
I told you one on a dime. I never told you
10. You a lying motherfucker, man. You're lying. But you just told Ryan you only going to run for 2,500. But you told me one on a dime.
I will run you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you. But I won't
what?
Run Ryan for no stupid.
So why would you run me for a dime?
Because you kicking shit and you easy to beat. Ryan ain't easy.
Lord, have mercy.
Send your money in. Lock it in, bitch. I'm sick of your mouth. Lock it in. You try the grudge, I'm going to try it. Come on. Lock it in.
Oh, shit.
Now you want to step a car. Now be out there.
You stepping a car? Okay, well, don't step no car. Bet. I'm going to lock you in 1 on 10. I'm going to lock you 1 on 10 then with the grudge. Come on.
Okay, Kamala Harris versus...
No, I just said, no, you know you're trying to steal a cop.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you what I want to run.
And I'm just telling you what I want to do, long as you drive the grudge.
You can't tell me what to do with
And you can't tell me what car to have. You can't tell me what car to have, and I can't tell... Hey, bitch, you can't tell me what car to have, like I can't tell you who to drive a car. No, you a hoe. You a faggot. You a prostitute. You a
man.
Motherfucker. You a
disrespectful. Damn. Who you talking to, man?
You got a dick on your arm. You a cross-dresser. You all that shit. All I do is got to put your arm in my mouth. That's your dick. You got a dick on your arm. I'll put your arm in my mouth. I'll bite your arm. Boy, if you kiss me with them big rust ass lips, I'm going to kill you, boy. Kill you. If you put them nasty ass lips on me, looking like another fucking hippopotamus,
I'm gonna hurt you.
Hey, if I knew me coming on this doggone show was start this mess, I wouldn't have even came on.
Well, you know, you hey. Me ain't a star shit anyway, Ryan. So don't say
if that man put them nasty ass booty looking lips on me. That nigga lips look like a black ass booty hole.
Hey, baby.
If you fuck up your booty ass lips you got, man, I'm gonna stick a broomstick in your mouth, boy. Hey, bitch, I'm going to take that broomstick and knock all your fucking teeth out, bitch. You put that booty hey. Up. Them big-ass lips, did you crazy? I see them big rusty motherfuckers. You got to put some lotion on them motherfuckers for me.
Yeah.
Put
some
lotion on my nuts.
And that thing gonna kiss me. Boy, you better not punk up them booty lips on me, boy. You crazy? Hey, I saw a girl booty that looked better than your lips. I said, damn. Hey. Your lips look like one of them girl booty with hair in her booty. I hope she ain't got no hair, man.
Yeah, long.
Yeah, that hair around your motherfucking lips, them big ass lips. Boy, you got some big African ass lips. Them bitch big, too. You better not kiss me with them, Jay. Don't do that, man. You're going to hurt my feelings. That nigga.
Yo,
hey, man, y'all didn't see them lips on Facebook?
Charlie, you ran him off again.
Oh, wow. No, get out of there.
Wow.
Man, at me. No, why? That nigga mad at me. Got a lot to show up, baby. Mm-hmm. Lying ass Drake. Just wanted to say something. Some people talking about some other shit. I'm a rather grandson and dirty dime. Well, sit your ass down. You know you ain't gonna run nobody. He just wanted his voice recorded on the show. Rewind that shit and erase it, Eddie. Erase everything, Drake.
Lord,
hey, he raised everything besides them booty ass lips he got.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's what's wrong with racing right now. People like skin. See that high skin that
what
man?
I do?
Oh, that motherfucker. He ran him off the goddamn
man, that bitch ain't gonna race no way. I ran the right motherfucker off. That bitch ain't gonna race. Hey, I'll take what you saying if I ran you off, bitch, cause I know you gonna race him, motherfucker. Man, that bitch Dre ain't gonna race nobody.
Nobody.
Hey, man, them people say, man, why y'all keep living in the drain? The owners of the car and everything. They said, man, that man can't put that damn car.
So in other words, what you're saying, he can't even lock the door behind him. Is that what you're trying to say?
Hell no. If he closed the door, it won't even lock.
Oh, man.
I'm talking about he can lock the motherfucker. He can lock it. It's just going to unlock as soon as he closes the motherfucker.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, that bitch ain't got two wood nickels to rub together. And he mad at me. I'm fucked up, too. But I got some borrowing power. It look like I got some money. That bitch around there trying to hustle somebody to track somebody. He ain't got no room and all that shit. He walking around with dirty ass socks on. He ain't got no shoes on. Here. They ain't gonna talk about racing for 2,500. Last time they were finna raise Zay, they didn't race him because they talking about the money on Cash App. They said, man, hell no, I ain't running y'all like that.
Oh, man.
I'm lying, y'all. See, that's it. Them people try to run them on Cash App.
What up, Uncle Ed?
A lot of folks said that it's because of the young guys that there ain't no racing. I disagree with that because we had younger guys back in our days, and it was still some racing. It's just that things, it's just been changed around now. That's all. Because how many races a week you would have, Skin?
How long ago you talking about?
I'm talking about back in the older days, the 39th Street days and stuff.
Shit, ain't no telling. Shit, I'm fucking around. Hey, one week I think I might have had about 20 goddamn races.
I remember 10. I remember 10 at one time, if I'm correct.
Sometimes I race two, three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
A night.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember.
So
there
ain't no telling.
So my point that I'm making is, Skid was doing that. Drag was going out of town. He had convoys of people following him going down there because we used to see him when he leave the garage. A whole bunch of people was going out of town, but it was always strictly business. It was Drag wasn't going down there to run OC or nothing like that. Drag would go down there and run somebody. Everybody would go to give him representation and so forth and so on, and then they turn around and come on back home. Same thing with Detroit.
That's right.
They used to come from, some used to come from Detroit up here. I remember George Flagg used to run it was a Dodge or something, if I remember correctly. They would come up here and run him, and George Flagg would take the WMPP Mustang and go back down there and run them. You know, so it's got to do something with the people, man. You know, because then it wasn't no 8 miles. It was quarter mile racing. You know, some people wanted to do the
eight,
so they made the changeover to do the eight. Which you can't say nothing about that because of the simple fact that if that's what they want to do. But I just, in my opinion, they just gave up tradition. It was much greater during that time. It was much greater during the time when they had the streetcar chaos. You know.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go, you give up representation. Where you from, man? I'm from Chicago. Okay, well, if you from Chicago and you told them that means you giving up representation. So if you go down there, you going down there and make Chicago look good. If you go down there and shine, Chicago will shine. All the shine is being taken away. Yeah, all the shine is being taken away now, Skin. And the reason it's being taken away is because of so much animosity, confusion, and hatred toward one another. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. That's just Uncle Larry's opinion, now. I ain't nobody special, but that's just my opinion because, you know, that ain't the way I remember racing being. And it was racing going on before we started watching it, too. You know, the tradition just, it just changed so much, man. The man used to have 10 races a night, man. Them guys was racing, man. They wasn't playing.
Yeah, they were.
It was getting down.
But you know what the difference, I think, you know what I think the difference is somewhat from back then to now? I think it's like it's a lot of big eyes and no little use. Meaning this. Back then, everybody would somewhat help one another or we would listen to each other more back then. Like, Joanne could come and say, Skin, I know what your problem is. Look, turn your distributor like this. I think your timer too low. I can tell the way your car starts. And when I say, turn it, fucker, then he'll turn it. Then it'll start different. And then it'll feel like it's faster to me. Or it might feel like it's, and then we would go with that. But now, everybody know every goddamn thing. So it's kind of fucked up. Instead of us really racing each other to see what each other know, you know, people teaming up and this one mad at this one. And, man, I'm going to do my car like I want to do it. And you can't tell me nothing and you don't. So it's a lot of that going on, I think.
Right.
That's like killing it a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a dumbass because don't everybody don't know everything. You can learn something from a motherfucker on the sidelines that ain't even got a race car.
No. You right about that. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm saying it like,
no, I got you.
You know, it's like people, right? It's like a lot of people. It's like back in the day, I guess I want to say it was a little different, but I don't know. But it's like today, people, when you signify on them, you know, they don't want to, it's like they more embarrassed today than back then. Back then, man, motherfuckers were losing, they ain't give a fuck. They'll win 4-5 in a row, then lose 6 or 7, or vice versa.
But come
then
right
six
back.
Or seven,
exactly.
Lose 3 or 4, they still be coming back. But it's not like
exactly.
They skin too thin,
you know
that's what.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it didn't change. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It didn't change.
Right.
All the
right.
older people that was racing back then, a lot of them not racing now. So all these new motherfuckers, it's like they're afraid to take a loss or they don't want you jugging at them or they act like they're going to get a whooping if they get a loss or something. Their daddy going to whoop them or the girl ain't going to leave them. I don't know.
Hey, it ain't no different than just think of it like this. When we was younger, we fought. You might have whooped my ass today, but tomorrow I'm on your ass. I'm going to whoop your ass tomorrow. Nowadays, ain't no fighting. First thing a mug want to do is pull a gun out. It's the same thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. When you was a kid, how many times did you fight somebody? You might have fought somebody 3 or 4 times. You know?
Yeah.
And one time, you might have got whooped 2 times out of them folks. Or 3, whatever.
Yeah.
But, hey, that one day is your
yeah.
day. You know, it's just the same thing with racing, yeah. man. I don't care about it. You can't win or lose if you don't get up there.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, everybody, you know, it's just you got to look at it as, I don't look at it like that. Racing is racing to me. And, hey, I'm going to drag race until the day I die. So that means that, hey, if I ain't lose none, that means I ain't did shit. I ain't got up there enough to do nothing.
Hey, I feel just like you. I wouldn't give a fuck if it's a gold card. I'm going to try motherfucking doing something, man. Got something
exactly. Exactly.
I ain't going to lie.
I think my snowblower faster than yours.
Hey, I think my snowblower faster than yours. Get your ass up there. When the snow come down. Come on.
Right.
I think I can shovel faster than you, bitch. I'm
going to
try me.
Whatever.
Okay,
it's all about a
grudge. I can send you a video right now, bitch. I ran a motherfucker on feet a couple weeks back for $500. I can send you a video right now. Man, I'm going to try me something. Fuck.
Yeah, that's the difference between a cold-hearted a gambler, you a gambler. You gonna take a gamble
yeah.
no matter what. You know?
So,
I like to race.
Hey,
I like to race. So, hey, whatever it takes to get a race off.
Hey, Vic, just last week a motherfucker called me. I ain't shot dice in so long. That motherfucker called me. They done kicked him off the boat. He forgot he had some chips in his pocket. He had about $200-something worth of chips in his pocket. He done forgot. Because they kicked him off the boat. He must have been acting a fool.
Right.
Man, do you know, I won $400-something from that nigga. I won $200 in cash, and I took the chips. Do you know I rode to that motherfucking boat right there in Hammond? It ain't the boat, but it's the casino. You know that casino
right.
around the expressway on 80?
Yeah. The one on 80. I know you're talking about River Casino. Rivers.
I thought it was Hard Rock. Hard Rock.
You talking about in Gary?
Yeah, that's
no,
Hard Rock
that's
right
Hammond,
there.
Ain't it?
No, that's
Hammond,
Gary.
Hard
that's
Rock.
That's Hard Rock. That's Gary.
Yeah, that's how I rock.
Off of Burr. Off of Burr Street. Yeah, that's good.
Is there Hammond on the chip? Is there Hammond in the end, I think? But whatever.
He was in Hammond.
Right off the expressway on 80, man.
Yeah, that's hard rock.
Indiana is right off the expressway. Okay.
Yeah, that's hard rock.
Hard rock.
Down about Cayman Avenue, story.
Say it again.
Down about Cayman Avenue.
No, that's on Burr Street.
I thought it was a little past that.
Burr?
It's a little past that.
Yeah, it's on Burr.
It's on Burr Street.
On Burr. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on Burr. Yeah, I got off on Burr because I didn't even know where it was at. I got the chip from the nigga. Look, I ain't even know where it was at. Jeremiah told me where it was at. I rolled up there and cast them motherfucking chips in and walked the fuck out. I ain't do no gambling in that bitch. I ain't laid not one motherfucking bet.
Not one. That's it.
I don't want none of that. I want to fuck you up on the street. I don't want to gamble at the casino.
A win is a win.
Yeah, I don't want none of that. Yeah, that's a win, my brother. The nature of the beast, man. If we get all the gamblers in the room, there's going to be some shit going on. But now if you get all these non-gambling motherfuckers in the room, there's going to be a lot of talking and ain't nobody going to be doing nothing.
Oh, man.
And that's the way they go, kid.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers ain't got no heart. They scared of what the next person going to say about them. I don't give a fuck what nobody say about me.
The Wizard of Oz is on strike.
I do what I want to do. I don't care about what nobody say about me. Shit. Hey, it's my money, my car, my this, my whatever. Hey.
You ain't give a fuck what nobody said when you was in Florida and lost that money on them three tops. You ain't give a fuck what they said.
Show the fuck did you. Hey, that's what I wanted to do. I did it. Hey, I learned my lesson. I won't do it no more.
Why you won't shoot me in no dice, baby? Now, why you trying to do you won't try me?
Because that ain't my gamble. I learned.
So
that taught me.
So the tops was your gamble, motherfucker?
Oh, hey, listen to me. The tops taught me to leave that shit alone.
Oh, man, Vic, I know goddamn well you wasn't fucking with no tops.
Man, that shit was about six, 7 years ago.
The tops ain't got nothing to do with dice. Them two totally different things, man.
Hey,
you're right.
Hey, but no, I gamble in something I got a better chance at, this racing.
You got a way better chance shooting dice than them motherfucking tops. You can't never win that.
Hey, you're right, and I learned. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, but you can win on dice, though. You can win.
Oh, no. Hey, you can stop talking to me about that. I don't want none of that. You won.
You can't win, baby.
No, I don't want none of that. I get up there, you think I blow the tires before? I'm going to really blow the tires. I start shooting dice. Shit, hell no.
Crap.
I don't want none of that.
Man.
Good on that. I take my crap shoot on a race.
No.
But it's going to be all right. It's going to be more racing. It's just, hey, these mugs got to get up there. Gotta quit being scared. Ain't nothing to be scared of. It's a race. You know, can't win them all.
You know what we need to. You know what we need to quit doing though.
What's that?
We need to. I mean, it's depending on who you want now. If you looking for somebody, you need to find out where they're gonna be at and go fuck them up. If they're looking for you, they need to find out where the fuck you're going to be at. He's going to fuck you up.
Hey, you looking for me?
You're exactly
right. If y'all looking for each other, y'all need to find out where both of y'all going to be at the same time and fuck each other up.
That's right.
I want to race in front of my fans. Why we can't race at home. Why we doing this? Why we going downside? Why we getting the mama? Y'all worried about the wrong shit. Y'all worried about the wrong shit.
The boys that's doing all that, they don't want to race anyway. That's what that is.
If a motherfucker quit doing that, you'll be surprised
How is shit gonna change? The motherfuckers will be racing at 41 to grow by. They only know they don't race there because they know it irritates y'all. See, y'all really fucking it up for yourself. Sometimes you gotta use reverse psychology.
Man, they ask you go down south too. All it takes is a little gas money, man. That's all. Get the fuck out the house.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to tell them, Ma. I'm trying to tell them, look, Ma. If you go, hey, Ma, I'm looking for you. But I know you going to Bobby Cole race. You ain't going to no time before that. I'm going down there and hunt your ass down. Why the fuck am I not going to go there if I can afford to go there? Now, if I can't afford to go there, I can't get on work. I can't go. I might catch you at 131. I might catch you at 41. I might catch you at the Grove. But I got to find out where you be at. Stop all that.
I ain't going here. Hey, man, no. Them tracks ain't shit. This and that.
If they quit saying the shit, a motherfucker won't be, you know, doing the shit. I can't get mad at a motherfucker. Certain people, like Kate, he crashed his car. He don't want to go there. He crashed his car to grow wherever he crashed his shit at. He don't want to go to them tracks. I tell him. They don't get mad at the man. Get all that operation, spent all that damn money on that car. Man, let him go where he want to go with his car. Go catch him and beat his ass. You want to whoop his ass? Shit.
Hey, Vaughn, you ever been to the junkyard down in Mississippi? Have you ever been to the junkyard down in Mississippi?
Nah, he don't know what that is, kid. He a youngin'.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never been to the junkyard.
Hey, Vaughn, you know what? You know what?
They're redoing the junkyard.
You know what? A lot of them don't understand.
What?
That sometimes down south. It's like lights, camera, action. You feel like you on vacation. It's just like going to the boat.
That's
going
exactly
to
what it is.
Why a motherfucker go all the way to Vegas to gamble when you can gamble right here? Why you don't
go
right
there
to the horseshoe?
You go down the wall, bitch.
I don't got nothing against none of these people on the phone. Man, stop the bullshit saying this stupid-ass shit. And Terrio following right behind him. Terry over this dumb ass falling right behind him. Man, why they can't race at home? Why they can't? They can race you at home, Terry, because you don't go nowhere. So if they want you, they got to race you at home. Stay the fuck out the way, man, and do your damn race. You worried about somebody else? I like what he's saying. I like what Eddie's saying. Yeah, they need to stay here in front of our fans. These motherfuckers ain't got no goddamn fans. Stop that bullshit, man. Damn, man. I know we all probably in our own right. But you motherfuckers ain't got no damn fans, man. Stop that bullshit, man. When the last time one of these little kids ran up to y'all and asked for y'all autograph? You ain't got no goddamn fans.
Man.
Hey, Terrio. When we was on the back of that yesterday talking shit, tell me you was just up for what I tell you yesterday, what I asked you yesterday, Terrio. I asked you the same thing.
Yes, they have.
No, but I'm just saying, because kids just said it. I ain't trying to say it never happened for you, Terrio. I'm just saying. When it was just me and you on the phone, I said the same thing. Yeah.
Call me the entertainer.
Oh, you said the same thing I said, Ron? What you say?
I said, this is different shit. I said, look, kid that walked up on me, asked me for a picture and shit like, nigga, this shit different.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You ever walked in a gas station and everybody looked at you and said, oh, that's who old grandson. That ain't never happened to Terrio about no damn banana pudding.
Hey, Vaughn, I was on Torrance today. No, I was on Burnham. I was on 159th in Burnham, man. I pulled over because I thought it was a little place where they work on cars, but it was really like a tire shop. But the dude said they work on cars, so I was like, he's like, the mechanic ain't here right now. Some little young motherfucker walked up, and he was like, you need your tire fixed. I said, nah, man, I thought it was a mechanic shop. He said, where you got that Supra at? I said, what? He said, boy, I be seeing you that old down dirty fucking people up. Some young
man.
See, I got fans, man. I got real motherfucking fans.
You got a fan.
No,
you got a fan base.
I got that too.
Niggas ain't got no goddamn
fans,
man. Y'all ass out.
He
won't
like that. Because I understand they was racist a lot. I understand they was racist a lot, but I also heard say we were talking about the internet and the back of the day and all that. It's still, if you just look at the reality in the grand scheme of things, grudge racing ain't never been this. It ain't never been this good. It's better. Y'all just don't look at it like that. In my eyes, y'all wasn't able to be profitable off of it. Y'all wasn't selling no damn T-shirts. Y'all wasn't doing no fucking wars. Yeah, that, y'all was doing shit, man. Y'all was in the alley doing burnouts and then meeting up on the back road racing.
It's technology.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got the internet.
A couch potato
can be at home watching the race all the way in fucking Mississippi, man, because of the internet.
You got a point.
You know
what I'm saying?
Vaughn, you know how many motherfuckers, when I went to Steele, Alabama, you know how many motherfuckers came up and said, man, you be on YouTube, man. I watch you all the time. I'm like, man, they scared the fuck out of me because I don't know. If they trying to rob me or what? I ain't know what the fuck they
gonna
do.
Kids. You used to go to Weebo, Sears, Montgomery Ward. The internet then took over. They closed them motherfuckers because of technology, man. So all y'all are saying is it's a different time now. That's all it is. And some of us
just
said it's a time war. I'm in a time war. I still want to fuck you up, Vaughn.
I want to tell y'all this. I got a funny feeling because so many people did sit out last year. I just got a funny odd feeling that it's going to be a lot of racing this year.
Hey, Skin.
I did.
Hey, Skin, Shorty.
Yes,
Shorty.
Yes.
You and Vaughn ain't the only ones got fans out there. I walked into the Wolffield Mall, man, the other day. I walked into the Wolffield Mall the other day, and bitches started saying, he's seen trans break. And I started falling out. And
yeah.
You know what that was about, don't you, Eddie? They thought you was out there in Wolffield Mall trying to steal something. That's why they were checking you out. There ain't no goddamn way you had no bigger way up there.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hey, man, it was
Vaughn. That's all it is, right?
Yeah.
It's a different time of day. Yeah. Like Vaughn said, we used to be at the garages. Everybody on the phone now, on the internet.
Hey, Vaughn, they used to.
They said Facebook is a bad thing.
They used to say, Vaughn, back during that time, the guys used to come, and if they wasn't, if the guys that they wanted to race, over at the garage where everybody be at, they take their race car and go and park in front of where the guy live at, go to his garage and put the race car across his garage and tell him he can't come out now unless he race.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They used to block the garage door.
Hey, you do that shit now. You do that shit now, motherfucker, shoot you. You can't do that no more.
You ain't lying.
We used to block motherfucking garage door. Yeah. Man, you gonna race me, motherfucker.
Can't do that shit no more.
You gonna block one of them niggas' garage door, they think you trying to break in the garage. They gonna pop you.
Yeah. Oh shit, somebody got a hand up. I'm sitting up here, ain't paying no attention.
Yeah.
I hope it ain't Terrio. I had enough of him tonight. I wish he had a
I wish that motherfucker go to
7373 By my man, he knows. Let me say this. I'm a firm believer, and I really believe this. I believe the South taught the North how to use the internet in their favor. See, because back in the days when they came to try to film us, we threw rocks at them. We didn't want to be on the internet. But in today's generation, they want to be on the internet. And it is a big help. So like you said, you go places now, people know you. Well, back then,
and
they didn't want you know.
And you just can't replace your feeling of winning on the stage that big. Like you say, it feels like life camera action. 300 people on the line.
I'm not here.
All these cameras facing that. They doing interviews and all this shit. Man, you can't replace that shit, man.
See. Back then,
and I'm gonna say this, brother.
Back then, they didn't want that. They didn't want no interview. Like I said, we threw rocks at cameras.
Yeah, we didn't
see
nobody.
And now they want that. You know, we see them take the cameras at the truck.
Hey, brother, didn't want it, but
then it's time for the better. Y'all didn't understand no point and stuff. Just think about it. If somebody was sending all the old videos right now, he'd be a millionaire.
This is what I said. Now, if you remember that, I said, I think the South taught the races how to utilize the internet in their favor. Because they were doing it all the time. Well, we may not, but they were doing it in the South all the time. The South was filming and going on the internet way before the North was. They was doing it. So I
thought
they
were doing everything.
Hey, look,
I
always
that's just like saying the North.
The South was going to school. They were going to college way before the North. How the fuck do we
we look at videos, boy, and we see way more videos of old from the South than we do the North. Don't get wrong. It was mostly in Chicago. It was the South side against the West side. We basically had one guy that you were allowed to see him on the West side. That was Buddy. That was it.
No.
We can always agree to disagree, but I look at what we see.
Let him finish.
We see way more films of old of the South races than you were ever.
Gary L.
That within itself.
What you doing with your afro?
They were doing it before we were doing it. We was not allowing to be filmed.
Now, I get that. Can I ask you this, buddy?
Yeah.
Ain't it way more cars down south? It's way more shit to film down south.
What that says is why they was doing it. I'm not saying why they was doing it. I'm just saying who was doing it. I'm not getting into why it was being done.
Well, I don't know. I just look at it like shit. We see it through different lenses. And I'm saying that to say this. I ain't never seen no such shit film down south. I saw motherfuckers with camcorders up here, like Bookie, Leon, they had camcorders. They were video VHS shit way back then.
Go to YouTube and see all the old. Go to YouTube and press in Streetcar Chaos.
I don't think you get what I'm saying, boy. I'm not never saying that wasn't nobody. I said, but it was mainly doing it on the west side. I'm not never. Jesse Lee used to do it, but when I said I think the South taught us how to use the internet, wasn't nobody downloading no films on the YouTube. What am I even thinking about on YouTube up north? Now, I heard Vic said go and look at them now. Yes, you can see them now, but the South was doing it way before now. Let me say this. I ain't always right. I'm never wrong. It's a fact. Y'all might want to accept what I'm saying to be true because the damn it is true. The South was downloading on YouTube way before the North was. The North was had people taking pictures of them, but anybody want to be seen on the internet. That's a fact.
But I'm saying, how can we prove that theory, though? How can we prove that?
Because we were seeing them on YouTube way before we were seeing them up on YouTube.
Okay. Let me ask you this question, man.
It's different than
what we're talking about.
When we got filmed up here, I don't know what we seen raised up here, but we went in garages and someone would show it. That was our thing.
I get what you're saying, though, D. But let me ask you a different question.
That's
like me sitting there saying, man, they was fucking down south before we was fucking up north. How can we prove it?
I don't see that because that's trying to mix apples and apples, and we mixing apples and oranges. For the simple fact, I'm going to say again and again, if I keep saying the same thing, if I can go on the internet and see 15 races of dog. I'm going to use dog as an example. I can use him. I go and see 15 races of dog back in 1982 or 83. But I can't.
That means that they started it because you can see that a dog. That means they started.
See, you started going
you
back
can't
to
see 15 races of
kid
in 82. I'm only asking a question, man. I'm not trying
not,
to fight
but,
with you.
Not, No, because see, now you're doing like you said, Terry, you're doing you. You're not letting me finish. See, now you're doing the same thing to me. When we go on the internet, not so much today. I'm speaking of, now see, sometimes we speak ahead of ourselves. Let's look at when we really first started getting into the internet racing. We can actually go south and come back and see yourself. You were seeing way more of the south than you were of the north. They was doing it first. They was putting it on YouTube first. That don't necessarily mean they were filming first. Like you said, booking them was filming. I told you, buddy was filming. That means I'm saying the same thing. They was putting it on YouTube first. It's a fact. It is what it is. They was paying. They was having what they call video photographers, the BETs and the other guy down south. Man, they was coming to the track, getting paid to film first. We ain't gotta like it, but it is what it is. They was doing it first. That's what I'm saying. And anybody,
would you let me know when you finish?
No, it's the truth. I'm finished.
Now I'm gonna ask you again. How do you know that, Brother D? Because you didn't see somebody filming Big Drag in 82. That means that they started it first down south. I don't understand that. It's just like saying they started selling drugs down south before they were selling drugs in the north. How do we know that?
Okay, I can talk now.
That's all
I
didn't say you were wrong. I said, how do we know that? That's all
okay,
I'm
but see, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Because no one on this phone can say I said they started filming first. I said they started putting it on YouTube first for the world
okay,
to see.
Okay, stop right there.
That's
I got the
thing.
Same question. How do you know that they put it on YouTube first? How do you know that?
Well,
I'm asking the same question.
And I'm not going to answer this. I'm going to answer one more time. When we look at YouTube,
oh, well, you ain't got to answer me. I ain't got to ask you no more.
I just asked you a simple question. I said, ball head. I said, man, I said one more time. When we started
Frank,
looking at
you, like you getting convasive, like you mad at me for asking you the question. I just want to know.
No, I ain't never mad. I told you
that you want to go ask it one more time. If I want you to ask it 10 times, what's wrong with you?
The way we know is what we see. You know, we educate ourselves, whether we read books, look at films, or someone teach it to us, but it's got to be taught to you in some form. Well, when we look at videos, we had to see somebody first. Somebody had to be second, and somebody going to be third. That's just the draw of the straws. You see way more films of the South, and you've seen them first. When we seen the North, we was at someone's house or in a garage. When we started looking at YouTube, we started seeing guys in the South racing. And anyone willing to speak the truth, know that to be the truth. We started seeing the South racing.
Is that
first.
The answer that you're giving me, though?
That's the answer.
Now, listen, let me tell you my answer. I saw the up North first. I've never seen it down South. So you the one saw it down South first.
Okay.
I saw it up North first. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, hold. Where did you see it at first? Where did you see it up North first? Well, what was it when you seen it? Where did you see it at?
No, I'm saying when I first seen it on YouTube, I seen up North.
Listen, this is what you just said.
I didn't see it down South. I never saw shit down South until somebody started showing it to me.
Listen, what you just said. You said when you first seen it, you seen it up North. I'm saying the South was putting it racing on YouTube first.
Right.
That's what I'm telling you.
And I said I saw it being put on YouTube up North
and
first.
If you talk to 35 or 40 more guys that were going down South, they'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you. The South was putting it on YouTube first.
And you might be right, but I ain't talking to them.
I ain't always right.
I'm
not always right. I'm just never wrong.
Well, I just said, how do you know that? Because I didn't know that.
I mean, YouTube proves it. The YouTube videos prove it. When you look at YouTube, we were seeing... Well, let me ask this. Let me put it this way. How many photographers was you seeing from up North on YouTube?
I didn't see that many, but I did see some. I saw one from Detroit.
Because most of the guys up here were cute. Mm-hmm. And I can't even think of his name. Another brother died. But even
there was
before
a few of them,
got, on YouTube,
I forgot them white boys' name.
Yeah,
but they was trying to make a some kind of racing video a long time ago, and they was filming. They were trying
that
to make
Detroit
a
Hood TV. That Detroit Hood TV.
Yeah,
that shit old.
I mean,
go back and look at
that shit. That's what I was trying to think of. Detroit Hood. That's what I was trying to think.
Yeah,
of.
No, you can't really tell.
How many do I know? I said one from Detroit. Mm-hmm. The white boys up here. It wasn't very many that I knew of. I just know
I've never seen.
Yeah.
Urban Hillbilly was getting a Byron Wheelchair contest. Powerhouse Video was posting that stuff on YouTube back in the day. Because we was on TV and we was on YouTube back in 2000 and 5 and 6. Who's on YouTube with Kelly Khan? He too long now.
No, bro. These talking about before that. Bro, these talking about 1980 something.
The boys in the staff was putting videos on YouTube before
and
we were.
And me and Wickney was on
that
stuff.
That's just how it was. They were putting them on before we were. I wish the fans had a great trip.
Yeah, he talking about in the 80s.
It's just what they was doing. Like I said, I wish it wasn't true, but the facts are just the fact. They was utilizing YouTube, and that's what I meant when I said I think they taught us how not so much in hand-on teaching, but just seeing it. I think they taught us how to utilize YouTube to your benefit. And I think that's what Vaughn was saying when he said, when Vaughn was saying how, you know, you go places now and you being seen by people that you don't even know. You know, they probably never seen you before.
YouTube wasn't founded until 2005, man.
Right, but
I was just trying to make a point.
Like we know for a fact that it was more racism in the South back then because of the Emmett Till. He couldn't do what he did up north, what he did down south. That's how we know that's a fact. I just wanted to know how was it a fact. That's all.
The thing with that, though, ball here again, the guys in the South were doing more track racing. And now, I don't have any theory on it. I mean, I don't have any proof. This is my theory. I think we were doing more street racing. You know, like for instance, CW. He did it gone, but CW was a living legend. But he probably never went to 30 a few times, but he never went to no track. Country. Wasn't a track guy. They raced every day, 8 days a week on the street. They were doing more street racing here. The guys in the South were doing more track racing.
Hey, Brad D.
Yes, sir.
Brad D, just Google.
Sir.
They say YouTube was founded on Valentine's Day in 2005. That's when it started.
No, I think the beginning just said that. But I'm not saying any videos
back in the 80s had to have been downloaded on there. Is that what you were saying?
Right.
That they were the one that did it
first.
Now, somebody understand what I'm saying. The South started putting it on there first. That's what
Whoever it is in the background just said what I've been seeing all along. I never said they was doing it first. I said they utilized YouTube first. They taught us
how to utilize YouTube.
That's what you just said. I'm saying some brother in the background just said exactly what I've been arguing all along.
And guess what I said? I saw them in 2005. I saw the motherfuckers up north putting it on YouTube.
Exactly.
So I don't know who started it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So it could have started all at the same time then, right? We can't prove it.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. I just was asking him what proof did he have. That's all I was asking.
We can't really prove if it started in the South or the North.
No,
first.
But Bro D said he can. He got proof.
I'm saying again, I'm not saying who started what. I said they started.
No, I'm talking about started
YouTube.
Doing it on YouTube.
I'm talking about brothers back here. They started putting it on YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
Guys up here. Like I said, guys, if he was running from the camera, we didn't want to be seen on the camera because of what we was doing. And the older guys will tell you that. We was out there slinging. We didn't want to be seen on the camera. Them guys in the South was showing every teeth they had on the camera. They wanted to be seen. They gravitated to it. I mean, it is what it is. It's a mute argument because one's going to see it his way and one's going to see it his way. But the fact is that the YouTube proves it. You will see 100,000 old films of the South before you see 10 of the North. They was putting them on first. Them guys was in love with cameras down South.
I mean, they might have been. I don't know. I didn't
That's
know what
it.
I saw.
I was down there all the time doing that yo-yo with them, but I knew what they were doing. They were loving to be on camera.
But I know before YouTube, I was down South. I was down there before YouTube.
But the fact is, like I said, it is what it is. They was doing it first, no matter what no one say or how the argument go. They gravitated to the film, and we migrated from this camera. Didn't know a nigga up here want to be seen on no camera. And I don't care if YouTube started at 05 or 015. They were the first one downloading them films. They wanted to be seen.
Hey, no motherfuckers up here was sneaking in video and car. They were sneaking.
Like I said, you had people filming. I know just me film. I know a few over there film. I try to get a picture of my car from Buddy. But wasn't nobody putting them on YouTube like that. The South was gravitating to it. In love with it.
in love with it.
I just remember motherfuckers being the fans at the Grove, videoing motherfuckers, and then when that fucking YouTube shit came out, they started downloading that shit on the computer. That's what I remember. And they was talking about making a CD, disc and everything, making a disc that you put in the computer and look at it on the computer.
I didn't remember Booker until you mentioned it, but when you mentioned it, I do remember seeing Booker with his camera. But I never once said no one was filming. I said we didn't want to be filmed.
Oh, I know you didn't say that. You said YouTube.
Get
your
right
now.
Was that I can tell you right now, when they showed up, we threw rocks. I mean, the white boys followed us from Ogden to Dothan, and we ran them away. Down south, they was paying them to come. Please come film me. Please put me on YouTube.
Yeah, I
man, catch his gold tooth in my mouth.
It like this. Whoever was smart enough and was computer literate, they start fucking with that YouTube, man. So that's why I say I don't know where it started at. Really don't care. I'm just saying I don't have no proof of where it started. I just know it's smart people all over the world, and they was fucking at them computers. I remember I had a computer class in high school. I didn't want to do the shit, data logging and all that, whatever the fuck that shit was. Back then, I was studying that shit.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know. If I had knew then like I know now, I'd have worked for that. They gave me a C just so I could stay on the basketball team.
Me too. Shit, I'm with you on that. I don't went to class,
I didn't know no computer.
Shooting them dice off the wall. I didn't give a fuck about that damn computer. I don't care about that now. But when that shit first came, it was like the new, damn near the new world order, goddamn it. They're talking about YouTube. You can download this, and if you know how to data process, and then you can do this and do that. All you do is got to go on the computer and do this, man. I ain't know. I said, no, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Y'all kids do that shit. I ain't doing none of that shit. Okay. Before, hey, look. Remember the little disc? He used to go on the computer. That she used to look like a CD.
Like a little CD.
Man, I remember them putting them motherfuckers in there and everything.
What was it? Was
I ain't
beta?
Fucking
I think it was beta.
When
it beta? Yeah, I think it was beta.
Some crazy shit.
Call it. Yeah, I think oh,
no.
I hate for sure. It's been so long, but I think that's what they call it, beta.
CD wrong, but what else?
Because I know I talked to Buddy.
CD wrong. CD shit.
Buddy told me.
Beta,
them
was,
little,
beta
little,
was them little.
They were smaller
beta
than,
was them little tapes.
They were smaller than the CD.
That's what I said. I ain't sure.
Was
I wasn't
hey,
sure.
I thought it was a little, like a little record player down there. Put that motherfucker in there. Thought it was a little record. Looked like a little record, goddamn. Put that motherfucker in there.
Yeah,
they had the race on this shit.
Yeah, that's CD ROM.
Yeah, I remember that day.
Damn, CD ROM back in the day, goddamn it.
Yay!
Technology.
Yeah, I ain't
technology
about
to go.
That's what I say. I ain't give a fuck about this cool shit, though. I wasn't doing shit. I would let the other people do it. I said, make me one. I ain't tell them, make me one. Make me one of them motherfucking little CDs, whatever that thing was. That little disc. We can put it on a copy drive or whatever the fuck they call that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hard drive.
We can copy it on this.
Yeah.
We can copy the races on this. I said, well, I don't know where none of them races at. I tried to get Bookie to get them all them, because Bookie was videoing all the damn races. In the early
I forgot about Booker until you said
yeah.
that. Once you said that, I'm like, you know
man,
what?
Booker,
right. Booker,
Booker
kept
had a camcorder, man. If yeah. that bitch wasn't loaded, I'm talking about that man had about 10, 12 CDs. VHS tapes, whatever
yeah.
they was putting them on.
But boy,
man, a whole bunch of them.
And you know, so, you know something, boy. Even if you go back to what they used to do that in the Hollis Spring, but it had its word. You just see them right up here download that on YouTube. Them guys down south download the race on YouTube. Everybody up here download it. There was people up here filming it. They went download it. See, that's what I was seeing all the time. There was.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If we look at them, all we got to do is look at who's filming them. They don't live here. Probably never did. They from the south. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I not had no class. They taught us through actions that YouTube could be your friend. You know, it's like when I teach a guy to drive a truck, I tell him all the time, let the curb be your friend. Let the curb be your friend. I stress that in the head. Let the curb be your friend. They told us in action, let YouTube be your friend. And that right there is enough proof. You go to Fat Tuesday, man. You don't see nobody. Man, Black Sunday and Blue Monday and Purple Wednesday. You don't see none of them niggas that downloaded them back then from here. Them niggas utilize YouTube first.
Yeah, them called the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy right here,
Buddy from the west side, man. Buddy Fim never raised, I believe, that ever took place on the street. I ain't never seen nothing he downloaded on YouTube. He got a zillion beta tapes. He even filmed, boy, when you come in and see me on Ivory, he filmed that race. Any big race that took place, he filmed it. If you ever find him.
Good old days. Won't be long.
This is something else, Vic, that they, we have to look at. A lot of times you just don't want to accept things for what they are. But every day goes up. I tell a young man today, you can take your clock right now. What time is it? You look at your clock right now and say, man, it's 10:55. You can set your clock back to 8:55. Just because you set it back don't mean time went back. It's still going to be 10:55. So what am I going to say? Once time is gone, it's gone. You know, you can replace everything but time. You can't get it back. This is why they give you a small rearview mirror and a big window to look out of. You're going forward all the time. Would I love for it to be the way it used to be? I would love for it to be the way it used to be when you cried up old Dodie, 100,000 of us out there and 15, 20 cars. I would love for that to be. I would love to see the way it used to be on Hastings, where you pick your man and like get in line like you was at the track. But reality is reality. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Technology don't stop moving. Technology is something that I told my friend this. I said, baby, that iPhone you got is an iPhone, I think, 12 or 13. I said, they got 15 and 16 already to make it. It's not 17. It's already made. It's not.
As soon as that bug come out.
As soon as it come out. You know what I'm saying? They got to keep themselves that far in advance. Exactly. Time don't go back. It don't. And that's what Vaughn was saying when he's saying that once you go and you see it, yeah, it's the way of the world. Technology, it is.
No, and it's just like the grudge racing. The grudge racing just got more popular. You know, it was always a big thing as far as street racing, but as far as organized grudge racing, it just got more popular.
Mm-hmm.
It just got more big.
Now, I'll show you something about that. I never accept grudge racing. I forever call it drag racing. But for every time I say drag racing, there's a 10,000 people going to say grudge racing. You see what I'm saying?
So what you fighting?
I'm talking about it all the time. I'm a driver.
Yo.
It's just time going to always advance.
Yo,
time
Big Eddie.
What up, man?
We on the radio show? What's up, boy?
Yes, sir.
What up? What happened, fellas?
Okay.
Can they hear me?
Yeah, baby.
That's how I go.
Low rider.
What's up,
fellas? Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, D, I was just listening to you. You know what, man? When you think about it, these little dudes, like you say. Yeah, it is bud. Remember you were saying that that they ain't racing like that on the street no more, like we used to do on Dodie.
Right.
And you got a point
right
about that. But the only difference, them little motherfuckers is racing right now, D. They just not racing big tire cars. And they
that ain't going back.
You said you wish you can go back to racing like we used to, where we have a lot of cars out there. We pick a car and go get it. They doing the same thing. They just ain't got no trailer cars. They cars faster than the
right
car where we had to tow out there on the trailer. You know,
mm-hmm.
Now you said it yourself. Technology done took over. Skin's little car, that little motherfucker, that little and he got damn near 90% of the car we was toting on the trailer back in the day.
Don't say that.
Pretty much, D. Come on, we had ten cars towing them. Yeah, we did. The white headed Cadillac couldn't get out the 11s. He run gangster with the big X out there. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't get out the 11 with that motherfucker.
That's not what I meant when I said. Don't say that. I didn't mean it like that. Though. I mean that different form.
Oh, I'm about to say no, because these little motherfuckers they
right
having a ball.
Yeah.
They going over there in Joliet and getting the whole street and having motherfucking shootouts. They still have shootouts on New Dodie. They go out there and have a ball. We ain't never got to stay on the street that long and race.
That's right.
Them motherfuckers race.
Hey,
you watch them videos.
And they look fast, Cadillacs. When I see it, I was speaking of the way it used to be, and it's not going to be like that now. That's what I'm saying. I know that.
It ain't never going to be like that.
But time don't go backwards.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was stressing.
Back when you and I had cars up and race all day.
Back when you and I had cars on trailers, a six-cylinder or a four-cylinder was laughed at. Now you can take a six-cylinder and a four-cylinder and whoop V8.
They laughed at them six-cylinders in 1986. Lewis Carter put that Grand National on the motherfucking map and shook the world up. He shook me up. He's the one that made me want Grand National. But you're still talking about 40 years ago. That's 86, dude.
Exactly. That's 86. That's what I'm saying. That's technology advancing, though.
We went on goddamn Ogden, and the boy had that big Chevy, a light blue Chevy, the big old tall country motherfucker. Uncapped that big block motherfucking Lewis Carter. You couldn't even hear him over there with that 86. Run clean out of his life. He couldn't run for 14, 20.
He had a powder blue Chevy.
Big old country mother you be down by.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, too. I can't call his name.
I was standing right there. Lewis, what's this
like
motherfucking ass?
Like
God damn.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, I understand
like
what you're saying about going back. The difference between street racing 9 days and today is that we had way more money. We had access to more money than they did as far as to race with. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can go to the track with $1,500 or go out there on Dodie with $1,500 in your pocket and you felt like you were the poorest motherfucker out there.
Exactly.
If you pretty much probably was. You know what I'm saying? if that's all you had was $1,500, you had to race back then.
If you've heard me before, but you've heard me say that. They'll say lock in 5 on 15 or better. And I've told them many times, our little workers, I mean, I can see it now because we ain't doing that game no more. Our workers had 1,500 or 2,000 in their pocket.
Well, you know, I think back then
that
they back
would
put
because
who sock looked the best? You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah,
another thing.
Yeah,
the sticker man had money. Everybody was eating back then. It ain't like that today.
Yeah,
a lot of the grudge racers that's out there now, them little street racers got 9 to 5. They call them college boys and all of them motherfuckers go to work.
Yeah.
They some of them stealing.
Yeah,
they do what they do.
But they don't have access
to that cash that we had. We had, D, you could walk up to anybody and say, man, give me $2,000. Anybody.
No questions asked. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And if you don't see them tomorrow, they ain't coming looking for you. You did a crap game, goddammit.
I was handed to chase you down and give it to you. I was handed to chase you down and give it back to you. You weren't worried about it.
That was then, and this is now.
Time has changed.
Time definitely doesn't change.
It just
because these little motherfuckers got their ass.
If you don't believe time of change, look in the mirror. That's what I tell you about that. Look in the mirror if you don't believe time of change. And then go get your ass
through.
I can look down and my man went away.
So I know what the fuck. I know what time to change. Come on, D, what's the difference between me and you?
Everything must change.
You were just talking about how you played basketball. Skins reminded me the other day of how I used to be tricked. I used to play niggas for money all the time. Then I thought about you. I got a video of me, you, in the gym. I'm shooting a motherfucker half court. I wasn't even in the camera.
Me and you, what's his name?
Yeah, I got that video.
I was right there, and I'm
sitting there shooting that bitch from half court. I'm out the camera, Eddie. All you see is the ball going in there. Pow. I'm all on the bleachers shooting the motherfucking ball. So, yeah, I know time to change. That was just 2003, 2005.
In fact, we was at that school, right? I think we was at that school right off of Cicero.
Yeah, they had just built it 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
Okay, that was 20 years ago. Shit. God damn, that was 20 years ago, D. Going on 21. You know what I'm saying? So, man,
I ended my basketball career like that, man. I tripped over the backboard.
Man, I had my elbow on the side of the rim. That's why I had to stop.
That's FL, man.
You got to watch out. That's FL.
But what you said
about that doggone YouTube was you pretty much was spot on because we wasn't Chicago. We didn't have, we was getting money. We was getting money. Everybody that was racing, hold on, that's why I was trying not to go there.
Yeah, I was trying.
But no, it's the truth. Everybody that was racing was getting money.
It's funny, they wasn't getting money in the South then. No, because
yeah, that motherfucker wasn't getting no money. You go down there, they look at you like a god. Yeah,
it came out the water and came north, and now they keep it down.
Yeah,
I be trying to.
We had time to go,
but we didn't
want to
be filmed because
the video.
Please. You see the film up here, you seen it in somebody's garage, and you went to their house to see it.
But Skins brought up
that
a good point, because in 95 when I hit my boom before I tore it up, it was a white camera crew, right? It was like 3 white people, a girl and 2 guys. They was making a documentary on street racing. And somebody got killed racing on Ogden, and they shut it down. And that's the only reason they stopped. But they was out south recording races. They was on
the west side, and when they pulled the cameras out the back of the pickup on Ogden, we started throwing rocks at them. We didn't want to be on no cameras. The guys in the south wanted to show that gold. That's all I was trying to say. They wanted to show that gold.
I never said we
didn't film up here. I said they utilized YouTube first. They talked to North. And contrary to what anyone said, the bottom line is, look at who put the videos on, who filmed, and you'll see. I ain't always right. I'm just never wrong. They taught the North how to utilize YouTube.
You might be wrong. Don't put that on yourself. I say I'm not always right.
I'd be the first to
just say never wrong.
I'm just never wrong.
Yeah. I got you, bro. Yeah. I got you. Hey, man, y'all see that video Rob put up there when he almost corkscrewed that motherfucker come out?
Yeah.
Damn. That little motherfucker, I bet that motherfucker Huggy was fucked up.
You're gonna get right about the bed, man.
Yeah, man, Rob fucked that little Huggy up, boy. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, man. I was listening to y'all, but hey, that was some good times, though, D.
Oh, yeah.
What was good, I think what was good about the races back then, more or less anything.
Hey, boy, you can call a $5 race back then and have a dime in your pocket.
Shit, Chunky Nelson did it every time they went out.
But you know, if I got to get that money, man, I don't need to bet. You must be shocked. Grudge racing, he didn't have a dime. He ain't have a dime. He be on the lead right soon as they lose.
We went out there and ran DD with Goo Boo. And we sent Junkin Nelson to the finish line, and Junkin Nelson betted with us. He bet with Big Goo. Goo Battery somehow came up and shorted the car, hit the hood, and shorted shut the call. Didi beat him by a car and a half. Nelson hit better with us. They say, what happened? He said, ah, hell, that's too close to call. Too close, I wasn't even running. Jump say, ah, hell, it was too close to call. But I think Big Goo won, and they got their car left. Goo could see him on the sideline. He said, man, I didn't beat that damn car, and paid DD his money.
But, you know, Goo's always one of the fair guys, though. He went there with the BS.
Shit, man.
He was fair.
Everybody and their mama could see that motherfucker. Didn't win. But, yeah, what I liked about back in the day, racing opposed to now, career, like, with me, Eddie, the guys now ain't it. The guys back then weren't sensitive to the talk. You know what I'm saying? When people talk shit to us back then, we signify for an hour and a half before the race. We had both the race cars sitting at the shop ready to go. We out there cracking jokes, bullshitting. You can't talk enough shit. And if you really wanted the race, I said something about signifying back then, though, Bud.
You signified on the car. You signified on me and you. We didn't talk about your mama.
Talk about nobody's mama.
And your kids.
Nope.
You didn't call them B's and H's, man.
No, you called somebody mama a B back then,
you get your teeth rolled. And it may not even be by you.
You barely can say your mama. Shit.
Yeah, you couldn't just flat out say your mama. We'll call you everything on the phone, you know. That's another difference in today's game, you know. But you're right.
And not only did we signify before the race, after the race,
we went back to the garage last time to get the grill going. Whoever drank,
And if you want to disrespect somebody, get your car, put it on the trailer, and block their garage, and you're going to have some action.
Them motherfuckers
gonna make you unblock their garage. He what?
Yeah.
There wasn't no such thing. Yeah. I gotta wait till my car get ready, motherfucker. You bringing that bitch out of here.
I'm gonna tell you something else. I just don't understand. Now, don't get me wrong. I can accept it with these real fast cars, the Tates, the Danyes, the Salt, the Bees. I can see it with them. But with these newer cars. No. You know what I'm saying? Here's what I don't understand. I just don't understand how a man can fix their mouth to say, if you got to ask me for a spot, you shouldn't be trying to race me. Man, racing has been a manufacture of racing all our lives. Hey, bud, I can't beat you head up. But if you give me the break, nigga, I'm going to try you. And when did that get taken out of drag racing? I'm 64, almost 65 years old. I've been doing this thing since I was 14, 16. And it's been a part of racing.
You're old, a motherfucker, right? But yeah, you're old, a motherfucker.
Yeah, go ahead, though. And I'm blessed.
Old, goddamn arthritis.
Yes, all that.
Ain't no more hard. Everything heavy around here.
All that, baby.
Hey, Eddie.
I was listening to Bro T. I'm talking about how he walked out today. It was his last day at work. He officially retired. I told Preacher World, I said, well, a few months behind him. Yeah. But I just don't understand.
I done retired twice.
I just don't understand how people don't think you can ask for a spot. And, you know, if you initiate the raid, that don't make drunk sense to me. If I come to you and tell you I'll run you if you give me a spot. It's been a part of racing for as long as we've been drag racing, man. I don't understand it.
You're right. But